I think I'm okay. I'm staying away from you. I'm still going to stick to that one. But I definitely want to know. I'm like, dude, are you on TV? Like,
this is Robert Frank, and you're listening to TheManMindset.com, dating help for men, with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
I'm Tyrone, and you're listening to TheManMindset.com, dating help for men, with your host, Steve Dean Williams. So get on board, long dick style.
Steve the Dean Williams, give me your chain, punk. Yeah, Steve, put your lights on. I still got the bicycle. Much love, Steve. Do what you do. God bless.
Steve, congrats on your motherfucking podcast, The Man Mindset. You can go to themanmindset.com and listen to it. Keep up the good work, fellas. All right.
The following program is rated MAN. It contains real game, learning her value as a man, original ways to have her face in a pillow and her ass up in the air. I'm talking her knees pushed so far back, it's touching her shoulders. Touching her without touching her. Having a woman respecting your every move, buying you gifts, cooking and cleaning with a smile, and knowing her place at the table. So, for all you human males, cupcakes, surface dwellers, and grass-eating lions,
sure.
Your discretion is advised. Meaning, if you don't like the truth, go find a show that helps you cuddle, complain, and cry about women. Just get the fuck out of here.
I got the man mindset, mindset. I got the man mindset, mindset. Got so many girls on deck, cause I got the man mindset. Let's go. When it come to dating, ain't nobody better. Giving you the insight, being hella honest, honest. Teaching you the game, just like that. Time to connect with the man mindset. Have fun, gotta come and learn with a real one. Hosted by Steve the Dean Williams. Get everybody talking when you step in the building. Showing men how to pull women, go get them like. It's really no situation you can't handle. Believe Steve giving you all the answers. When it come to dating, talking and texting, keep the conversation hella interesting. And it don't matter if you're married or single, he's showing you the game, giving you the insight. You gotta be smooth, keep it cool, that's right. So the next date, you sure to have a good night. Ain't no hesitating, time to level up. You think you a player, well it's time to be a better one. Need to check Steve, that is who you need. Got you pulling ladies so fast you wouldn't believe, that's right. So tell me if you ready, we gon' get it poppin', ain't no doubt about it. You be dating with so many options cause you know you got it. So fly, so fresh, yes, this is the man mindset.
It is game. Well, wait a minute. I don't think you motherfuckers are listening. I said it is game time.
All right, looks like we got it.
All right. Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to the show. It's your boy, the Dean. Class is in session. I want to welcome you all to the show. Shout out to everybody in the chat room. Everybody listen to the show. This is the Man Mindset Show. This is a show that teaches you game on another level, guys. Everything we talk about is 100% ours. Nobody else talks about what we're talking about, what we're discussing. We are the only ones that talk about what it is we're talking about. So I just want to let you guys know that if you hear from anybody else, it's coming from us first. Guys, if y'all want to call in, y'all can call in at area code 563-999-3056. Shout out to the – oh, shit. Don't worry about the 138. I got to – you know, we change it up when – the screen is an old screen, but we just want to just get say hello to you guys. Let me just take the screen off. All right, shout out to the what is it, 255? Shout out to you guys out there. Want to shout you guys out. Say thank you for 255. We ask all you guys out there if you get the opportunity, what we would love for you to do. Let me move this over here. If you get the opportunity and get the chance for this show, we ask all you guys out there when you get a chance, go ahead and like, subscribe, get the notification, hit the button, and go ahead and subscribe to the show so you can get the content, guys. Also, guys, we want to say to you guys out there, shout out to all the guys out there. Ladies, like I said before, send me an email if you want a poem, a special poem that you want me to write. I'm looking for some inspiration from you ladies, so holler at me. Shout out to all the ladies. Shout out to all the guys out there. Guys, I got a brand new rap if we get that 150. I got a brand, you know, I can't rap, but I'm just saying, if, guys, we get to our 150 at the end of the show, I got a brand new little rap for you guys. I like to add something, so I just added a brand new, some bars. I guess you could say bars. I guess that's what they say. I got some bars if we can get to our 150 today. So we get to our 150, I got some bars for you guys. But anyway, what I ask all you guys to do out there, if you can, go ahead and call in. The number is, y'all have the phone number to call in if you want to call in. We have a great show for you guys, and we're going to carry over from the other day. But before we do this, we ask all you guys out there, make sure you go to the store. Take your time, go to the store. Go to your store and get your 100-piece puzzle set, gentlemen. It's all important on the game that we are teaching you guys to get your puzzle set, drive home, dump the pieces on the table, and begin the process of putting your puzzle together, guys. So that's what this is all about, guys. So let me give a shout-out, guys. Again, if y'all have a question, guys, please, gentlemen, please put a Q in there if you have a question. We want to make sure that if you have any questions, put a Q in there. If you're texting a woman and if you're texting a woman and you don't know what to say to her, put a T in there. And if, you know, and if you want to try to spell me, put S in there. But we got you guys covered. Shout-out to all the guys out there. Shout-out to the ladies. Lines are open if y'all want to call in. So we got everything. We got all that out of the way. Gentlemen, we were talking about yesterday in our discussion. We were discussing how to become an emotion. And we're going to keep talking about that because the level of game that we want to show you guys is a level of not running behind the woman, but actually showing her why you, because of how you make her feel. That's all. This is all about how you are making her feel. And we want to make sure that when you're following what we're showing you, it's about certain movements, thoughts, and make sure you have everything together. So if I'm going too fast, make sure y'all slow me down. We are ready to lock in, guys, if y'all want to call in. Oh, but there is something I want to show you guys to kind of connect to what it is we're talking about. So let me see here. I've got to show y'all something because I want y'all to understand where all this and how all this connects. Okay, so let me add this, and this comes from a message from a guy. Well, it's from a woman, then, and it's very interesting, and this is why I want to show you it. She's in the blue and he's in the white, and I want you to show you the depth and where so many guys go wrong in this. And it's sad that a woman has to educate a guy. And that's you never want a woman to educate you on what you need to be. And not necessarily need to be for her, but be for all women. So I want y'all to see this. And where are my damn glasses at? Shit. Well, I got to read this. So I hope y'all can see this. But I will read it to you guys. Can y'all see that right there? All right. So he's, let me, I'm gonna blow it up. Cause I, you know, my eyes, I got to blow that shit up for my cake ass and shit. But I can grab what she says to what he's saying. And I look, okay, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to download it again and I'm just showing you what he's saying first. And then I'm going to download what she's saying because what she's saying is very important to what we're trying to say. So all he's doing is saying, can you come sit on my face before work? Do you want some dick? I mean, this is how he's talking to her, and this is how a lot of guys talk to women nowadays. But what I want to show you, which is very important, I'm about to show you now, is what the woman said to educate. Now, this is very important. I want y'all guys to see this right here. She said, let me explain something to you real quick. I don't know what type of females you're used to dealing with, but clearly they're nothing like me, okay? We never chilled. We never went on a date, nothing, okay? Because this is telling me to sit on your face and trying to offer me dick, which is very off-putting to me, or very off-putting to me, because it gives off teenager vibes. Jesus, God. Guys, this is a Mona Lisa. Teenager vibes. I don't care if you were offering up a band or two. I still wouldn't fuck you, okay? I've seen you in person for about 15 minutes, and nothing in me went, oh, my God, I want him to give me some head, or I want him to give me some head. Oh, my God, I want to fuck him, okay? It's like you think that I'm a hoe or something. So with that being said, this will be our last conversation. I hope you find the type of female you're looking for, but it's not me. Bye. And, gentlemen, this is exactly what I'm saying to you guys, and this is the average guy. I keep telling you, this is amazing. And the guy that sent me this, thank you, because this is what's wrong with you guys today. You do not know how to communicate yourself to a woman. You still are talking to women like you're in high school, and you think women are going to be turned on by the silly shit that you're saying. As she said right here, we break this down, okay? Who do you think you are talking to her that way, thinking that she wants to fuck you, and you guys don't even have game? And it is crazy how most of you guys don't have game, but you talk to women like you have game, and this is not game. But this is, I love women saying this, because it should show you guys why you lose. And it's not even effective on the date, but all it is sitting on my dick and offering, sitting on my face and offering dick. You see what I'm saying? There's nothing about you guys that make women want to do this stuff when you don't have game. But I wanted to take a moment, and I wanted to show you guys that. So you guys, oh my gosh, I need to fix that. I wanted to show you guys that so you can have more of an understanding of, oh wow, let me fix that. Jesus. There we go. You got to line that shit up. All right, there we go. I didn't see her hand. There you go, girl. So, yeah, we want to make sure that when we are talking to women that we are not being creepy, weird, and desperate. Let me bring this call in. Air code 111, Anonymous. You know what that is. Anonymous, how can I help you? What's up?
Hello, Steve.
Anonymous, going once. Oh, yes. How can I help you, sir? What's up?
Hello.
Yes, can you hear me?
So there's a delay. I'm sorry. Well, I have a question concerning my ego.
Okay, go ahead. What's up?
So I find it a little bit hard for me. I find it a little bit hard for me to ask women for something or anybody in that matter, anything, like not even a pencil.
Stop. One thing at a time. What are you asking for?
Well, that's the thing. I think in my mind, I'm asking for her, let's say, body, or asking for her company, or asking for her to be in my life, something like in that matter, in my mind at least, or even giving a compliment. I feel like it's like I'm giving something, or like asking for her attention, and I find it to be hard for my ego.
Well, give me an example. Okay, let's say you have the woman in front of you. Let me hear how you're asking. How are you asking her, sir? Let me hear how you're asking her. Let's hear how you're asking her.
Well, I would say, for example, hey, I find you beautiful, or I find you sexy. How about we go out sometime, or how about we meet up on the weekend?
All right, okay.
And that
I
find
all right,
like,
okay, wait a second. I remember, we never ask women out. We never ask women out. I'm not asking her out. I'm asking her to accompany me, because wherever I'm going, I'm going to go with or without her. Wherever I'm going to either hunt or chill or spend time with her. So wherever I'm going, I'm not asking her on a date. I'm giving her the opportunity to accompany me to a place where we can hang out. But I don't want to ask her on a date, because that's putting too much pressure on you guys. When you're asking her on a date, that's saying, that's putting a lot of pressure on you to feel like you've got to perform something or be something. But if you're going somewhere that you always go, you still can go to that place with or without her. And that's why I offer her to accompany me. I'm going to the Dangerous Rust, or I'm going to the club called Reds, and I want you to accompany me. But it's how you ask. You're not painting a picture to show her excitement and why she should accompany you or even be with you. Do you see what I'm saying?
Okay, I see what you're saying. It's like you're building your own environment, and you hang out in it, and you're just inviting people to it.
Yes.
But
yeah, but how you do it? It's a band called Mutt, the Mutt Band, and let me tell you why I love it. Not only does Reds have a very intimate place that I love the wines, the cheese boards, but they have a band called American Mutt, and let me tell you about this band. It's a jazz band with women, and they're very attractive women, but it's not just their beautiful bodies and how attractive they are. I just love the music, and if I get a chance, I'll introduce you to the leader of the band. You see what I'm saying? You see how I am setting it all up, painting the picture of what it's going to be like.
I see.
Okay,
I see.
Regarding
this.
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, regarding this matter, I'm not the kind of guy, to be honest, to go outside or like a lot or hang out in bars or anything in that manner. I only like have work, study. I'm still a student, and I do like sports, gym, and something like that.
Young guy,
but,
brother, when I got out of the Army and I got my own place and stuff like that, okay? All right? When I took two buses to work and I was working at a place called Kids Kingdom and shit, making $4.35 an hour, eating ramen noodles, hamburger helper, cereal, and TV dinners, I still found my spots that I would regularly go to. I would go to the poetry club. I didn't add that, but I would regularly go to places that I regularly see all the time. So when the moment came that when I go there, I am served to my specifications, where I know my waiter, I know the environment. And because I go there so much that I call the waiter. Before I even offer the girl the opportunity, I'm talking to the band. Are they all playing Thursday, Friday? What night are you playing? I'm talking to the waiter. What night can you work? Because as I'm about to come in, I got one. I'm coming in. So your problem is, if you want to be a man mindset man and think single-mindedly, you're going to have to create and sound check environments, even if it's a mom-and-pop ice cream place. Because, listen, the mom-and-pop ice cream places put more fat content in the ice cream. Even though it might be a higher upcharge, there's more flavor in the ice cream. But what you want to do when you go to these kind of places is sound check these places to let her know why you like these things. But you've got to have these things, man. You can't win being at home. You're like, I'm sorry?
I see what you mean. You need to create an experience, like you said. You just like, you need to create a story behind even every thing you visit.
Don't create the experience. I am the experience. I am the experience. I'm not creating it. I am it. You're just coming along to see it. You see what I'm saying? I am the experience. You're coming along to see the experience. And when we're together, you get to see when I walk in and Anthony's greeting me at the door, and he's like, "Hey Steve, how you doing? We got your seat ready." And I'm sitting down. And then when I sit down, Jack comes by, my waiter. "Hey Steve, we got your da 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 ready to go, sir. We got you. How you doing?" And I'm introducing the woman. And then I see the band, Mutt. I see American Mutt's band. I mean, I am the experience. See, most guys, they're so robotic and cookie cutter that all they do is walk in, sit down. "Well, okay, we're here now. Okay, well, how you doing? Yes, we like to get two waters. Yeah, so tell me how's your day going? I mean, I'm not doing that. I am, listen, with or without her, I'm going out Thursday because I would talk to American Mutt or the waiter. I would know when the women are showing up. I'm going, hey, I'm going because I know when I go there, if I'm by myself, there will be women there. And either she's going to come with me and experience everything, or I'm going to go by myself and go and hunt and get some ass. But if she's coming with me, she gets to experience me introducing her to the band. She gets to experience the waiter. I mean, most women have never been in a situation where you roll up and you have all your shit laid out already for you without you even asking. Or when my waiter, let's say my waiter Jack comes up to me, I introduce the woman and stuff. How do you think she's going to think when he says, okay, man, what would you like to drink, and walks the fuck off? And she's like, wait a second, he didn't get your drink. Well, hey, he doesn't need to. He already knows my drink. And he brings my, you know, my little bitch drink, orange juice, Sprite, and pineapple, my little bitch drink. But he'll bring my drink. He'll bring my appetizer. He'll bring everything. I don't have to ask. What do you think she's thinking right now? And then if I see American Mutt, at the Jazz, you know, they taking a break. I'm saying, hold on, let's go. I'm taking her hand. I'm walking her over and introducing her to the band. I mean, this is the experience, man. I am the experience, man.
She's going to see you're in ultimate control of the environment, basically. You're a controlling man. You have control. You're powerful,
yes,
man. That's what she's going to see.
Yes. Ultimate control. But also, I'm going to make sure she loses control by the conversations that we have. See, while we're sitting down, I'm not looking at her and asking. I will not ask her any questions, but I will talk to her. I will talk to her, and through talking to her, I'm going to make her smile. I'm going to make her laugh. I'm going to make her blush. I'm going to make her think. I'm going to make her react, and I'm going to make her realize that this is the kind of motherfucker I'm going to have to fuck eventually if I'm going to keep him around, because I can tell he's a ladies' man. She's going to know that shit. I can tell he's a ladies' man. And you know what's so great about the environment? Let her take a moment and pan and see all those women at the bar. See all those women over there and see all those single women. She knows who's their women there. I want her to see this is my environment. This is my spot. This is to know me is to know that this is what I am, to a point where she'll ask me, oh, you going to your bar tonight? Are you going by yourself? Are you taking somebody? I don't know. It depends on the woman. You see what I'm saying? And I'll be happy to tell her that, because she's not the only one. And if I'm taking her to my favorite tea place, like peep this out. Let's say I'm taking her to tea. I'm not taking her to Starbucks or any of that stuff. I'm going to find me a fucking mom and pop store. And I'm going to take, all right, have you ever seen like a show on those restaurant shows where someone comes in and does a restaurant makeover? Have you ever seen a show like that, caller?
Yeah.
Okay, so what does a person do? He walks into the restaurant, right? First thing he does is he looks around the restaurant, and then he'll sit down and he'll order damn near everything on the menu, and he will sample everything, right? Well, I'm not ordering everything on the menu, but if I'm doing teas or cocoa or even a coffee, I want to know not just the tea, the cocoa, and the coffee. I want to know where the tea leaves come from. I want to know where the coffee beans come from. I want to know where the cocoa beans come from, because I want to know the story of where they're coming at, because this is part of me giving her part of the experience. And not only knowing where these things are, I also want to taste the pastries. 267, wait a second. I also want to taste the pastries. What goes with this? Does a red velvet cake go with this? That what goes with whatever drink I'm drinking, so then I can explain to her the palate and stuff. See, it's not I'm showing her that I don't operate like the average guy. I am giving her an experience from the moment I meet her to the moment she accompanies me wherever I go to the moment I walk her to her car or to the moment we kiss in the booth to walk to the car or go to the car and kiss in the booth to move from outside the car to going in the car to her wanting to go someplace either to leg spread your ass cheeks or back to her place or back to my place. But everything is an experience one after the other that ups the one experience before. Does that make any sense?
Yes, it makes sense. It makes sense. I have a question, Steve, one more
sure.
question regarding this situation.
Sure.
Sure. What do you think about being directly asking for sex or directly being sexual with a woman and
don't
not even
ever,
inviting her
ever,
on a date,
okay,
but saying
right.
basically...
Don't ever, don't ever do it, and don't ever listen to people that tell you to do that shit. They're full of shit. Because they're leaving, okay, you have to understand, at 267, I got you next, be patient. You have to understand this. Every woman does not trust you. Every woman has a moral compass. Every woman has a belief system, and every woman has a value layer level, okay? So that means that even though she might want to, I'm not saying she won't, I'm saying you're rolling the dice because if you, it's not just the woman, it's how you are. Because if you're looking and staring at her and you're sitting around beating around the bush and then you go up to her and ask for sex, you're creepy. And listen, all right, let me ask you a question. How would you ask for sex? I'm saying, just hypothetically, if you were to ask for sex, tell me how you would ask for it. How would you ask for it?
Well, yeah, to be honest, I've already tried a couple of times. It went about like this. I was in the library.
Tell me how you would ask for it. I don't want to hear the story.
Yeah.
Tell me how you had the woman in front of you. How did you ask for sex?
I would introduce myself first and say, hey, I find you sexually attractive or sexy. And I'd like to, to be honest, I've used it once and I said, I would like to see you naked on my bed on Saturday. And I would like to skip the small talk and get to the dirty talk. That was like my line, basically, what I used and what I would use, I think, if I did it again. I'm not saying it worked, but the women blushed. They blushed a lot, and it was a good reaction,
Okay, this is where these guys that tell you to ask for sex fuck up at. When you have game, you don't have to ask for sex. They already know as soon as you say hello or look at them that you want to fuck. Now, if they know you want to fuck, do I have to say I want to fuck if they already know I want to fuck? Yes or no?
No, not really. No.
Wait, here's number two. What level of experience do you have by walking up to a woman and saying, let's fuck? What kind of experience do you have? Because apparently you think life is porn. And you can walk up to any old woman. So a woman can say, hey, give me $500. Just hand me $500. And what are you going to say? Sure. She'll walk up to you and say, not only I want you to hand me $500, I want you to give me a brand new iPhone, and I want you to buy me a brand new car. That's the same equivalent of what you're asking for. So do you think you're going to be like, oh, well, by all means, let me go to my bank and give you the money. Are you actually going to do that? Or are you going to think she's crazy as fuck?
No.
You're going to think she's crazy as fuck. Right. So what do you think she's thinking about you? What's up?
Well, for me, at least in my head, I'm thinking, I am really a sexy guy. I'm an attractive guy. I'm going to whisper in her ear like I'm going to.
Okay, call. This is why you're calling me, because you're not sexy as fuck. You're having problems. You don't have, you're not
true,
sexual.
True. But in my head, I'd like to have this, you know. True. True.
Okay, but you can't. You can't have it because all you're trying to do is to do. You're trying to learn game for fucking purposes. And the game was not going to work for you because you're making it about the woman versus make it about yourself. Does that make any sense?
I think, yeah. I think I'm getting it now. I think, like, you're...
Okay, right. See,
you're really
you, okay,
just focusing
you
on yourself building this environment you're talking
right,
about.
Right, right, right. See, I'm not saying women don't fantasize, and I'm not saying women are not nasty. They are. But it is a process that these motherfuckers don't tell you about. It's like they set you up for a downfall. But again, I ask you, how many people do you think are going, when a woman walks up to you and says, I want $500, I want you to pay my rent, I want a brand new iPhone, and I want this brand new car. Are you just going to say yes? Or are you going to look at them like, are you fucking crazy? Well, you don't think it's not the same equipment? Do you actually think a woman that value what are you saying to the woman that has values, morals, ethics, and judgments when you say, I want to take you back to my place and fuck? What are you saying to the woman? What are you calling?
It's like
you're a whore in her.
Yeah,
exactly. You're
in her perception, I'm saying you're a whore. Come back on it, true.
Right, right. You're just a dirty, nasty whore that's dirt under my shoe. You ain't shit. Listen, I'm not saying this is true, but for some women out there, they're gonna take, because if you look at them like a whore, then who's to say you're not the guy that is gonna beat her ass? That's gonna harm her. Because if you're looking at her like she ain't shit, some guys will take out anger on women they feel that they ain't shit. You don't think whores and sluts get beat up by Johns? Right. So what are you saying to her? And this is why you got to be careful of who you listen to when they tell you this stuff. We can show you how to get the pussy. But you're doing it the wrong way. And I'm not, listen, this is what I'm saying. Here is the thing that worries me the most. And this is my caring side. If you say, come over to my place, let's fuck, and that woman goes to your place, how many other motherfuckers do you think, what do you think she has? And you don't even know about it. If she's that easy to go over to your place, who else's places has she been to? What diseases might be in her mouth or their pussy? But see, you're not thinking about that, and I'm thinking about that for you because I don't want you to catch anything. Just for a quick piece of ass.
Well, Steve, it's kind of nasty, and I'm not gonna be honest. I kind of like it, to be honest. I like this. Scenario when it happens, it's really dirty. It's fucking only sex.
No,
it's animalistic.
No,
it's kind of my thing, in my head.
I got you. This is game. This is scenario. You know what I want you to do? I want you to we're gonna role play this shit. We're gonna play strangers. You just go dress up. You go to the bar. Be there around 9:00, and I'm gonna come up. I'm gonna show up between 9 and 9:30. Let's role play this. And she's at the bar.
Right.
And you walk up to her, hey, what's up, sexy? Or you be in the library, I see you at the books, goddamn, you sexy as fuck. You know what I want you to do? I want you to suck my fucking dick right now, and I want to take you back to my place and fuck the shit out of you. You can still get the same high, right? And guess what? She'll go with you because that's the role-playing game. You can have that. Let's go back to my place, because you can put her in any scenario. Go to the library, go to the grocery store, go to the campus, and I'll show up and that's going to be the role play. And give me, and I want you to give me a little resistance. Tell me you're not that kind of girl. Role play it and resist a little bit. And then you show up. Hey, what's going on? You know what? I find you sexy as fuck. You know what? I would love to fuck the shit out of you. Oh, I'm not that kind of girl. Oh, but I'm that kind of guy. And you know what? I think you want it. You want to fuck it. Oh, I can't. Okay. You know, you see what I'm saying? You can still get the same high, but you can do it in a way where it's role played versus you think life is porn. And plus, you can role play it, and you can do it with someone that doesn't have any kind of sexual disease, that you're not just taking them home and they're putting a roofie in your drink or some shit. I'm serious, man. Y'all don't think about this stuff, but I think about this stuff, big guy. This stuff is important.
True. Well,
so yeah, if that turns you on, that's cool.
Yeah.
And listen, I like that turns you on. That's cool. If you get off on dirty, nasty, I want to meet you, fuck, sex, that's cool. Listen, let me tell you something. I was in Baumholder, Germany. Like, I always talk about Kevin Seagal's wife when she, back in the 80s, when she was doing weird science and shit. And I met a woman I didn't meet her. I saw her because I was in the army in Baumholder, Germany. So I would see this woman, this German woman, look just like Kelly LeBrock, and I would see her all the time, right? And always she would have an entourage of guys. Everybody's trying to fuck her, and I just see her around. I never made any moves, just saw her around. I go to Frankfurt with a guy who's going to Frankfurt with his girl, and they go to this club in Frankfurt. And so be it, she's at the bar by herself. And I go over there. Now, you don't have this kind of game, but I went over there. I get in their ear. And we wind up fucking not only in her car, we were fucking the whole week. But you don't have that kind of game. But what I'm saying is it can happen, but you got to be able to talk in her ear and show her why you, and you don't have that yet. So until you get that, you can find someone and then role play it. Well, no, you can get it. I'm not saying you can't get it, but you don't have that right now. I'm sorry?
I said I'd love to have it, and I'm kind of I'm not that emotional of a guy. I can be kind of ruthless, like in my speech. I think I have the potential. I really want it this way.
It's not about the ruthless. Listen, it's not about the ruthless in your speech. It's about the mental connection. Guys, I'll answer your question. Junior, I got your questions. Y'all just ask your questions. I got them lined up. It's about how you move her to show her why she should fuck you without persuading, without any liquor. See, there is a different level of game, and this is why the thrill of the hunt to a man is so great, because he doesn't – I don't want a clear pathway to the pussy. I do not – that's too easy. I want roadblocks. I want fucking pitfalls with gators in it. I want lava going across it. I want to challenge my mind, because that's what gets me the fuck off, is a challenge. It's easy to get the pussy, but I don't want it that way. I want it where I don't want to use any drinks. I don't want to beg. I don't want to do anything that the average guy wants to do. I just want to stand on who the fuck I am. My little short motherfucking ass. I want to stand on me. And I was standing on me when I was making $4.35 an hour at Kids Kingdom, riding two buses, small apartment, hamburger helper, ramen noodles, and fucking excuse Berry Crunch or my Fruity Pebbles or whatever. But see, those things didn't define me. But even when she came to my place, she loved it because how I set my crib up. My crib was a sexual amusement park, which threw them off because they knew I didn't have much. But whatever I had, I was proud of, but I never stood on it. But I always stood on my mouthpiece because I know what to say, how to say it. Because this woman See, what most guys don't understand about beautiful women, I'm talking about not the eights. I'm talking about the nines, the tens, the 11s, the 12s, the 13s, the 14s, the 12s. I'm talking about the bad ones. They're the loneliest motherfuckers in the planet. Even in high school, everybody, they always were the ones that were home alone because everybody thought they already had somebody, so no one really talked to them. So when she was sitting at that bar, nobody would go talk to her because they would just watch her, but they wouldn't talk to her. They would just watch, but they wouldn't talk to her. So I went over there and talked to her. And through talking to her, I was making her smile, I was making her laugh. But what was so great, because the music was going, it allowed me to get closer in her ear. It allowed me to say more things. And the more things I began to say, the more she took her hand, started putting, it started at my knee and started moving up to a point where, again, told her what to do. You know what? Let's get out of here. Grabbed her hand and we walked out. Got in her car because, hey, look, I took the subway. I was on the Army base. I took the subway from, I don't know how we did. I don't know if we went to Ramstein and got, I don't know. I don't even remember how I got on the fucking subway. But I was in Baumholder. Look up Baumholder, Germany, to Frankfurt. And she was the one that drove me back home. So I told my boy that, look, hey, y'all do your thing. I got to ride back. So from Frankfurt, Germany, to Baumholder, Germany, I don't even know the distance, but that's how far we went. 267, well, I got you next.
That's,
that
that's
sense,
an experience
sir?
I'd love to have.
But
yes,
I'm
it does make sense.
You can, okay.
And I'd love
saying
to hear
you
from
have,
you.
Yes, I'm saying you can have experience. Yeah, get some coach. I'm saying you can have that experience. I'm saying that until you are confident enough to express yourself the right way, when you find a woman, you can have the experience of just be at the store, the mall, and I'm going to pick you up like we're complete, total strangers. And we're going to fuck like crazy. We're going to move fucking furniture. I mean, we didn't even get past the car. We get in the car. We got in the car. We was like fucking on the side of the club in her car. And when I got, oh my God, with the skills that I knew, when I got her to her crib, oh my God, Lord have mercy, the shit I was doing her ass. But she didn't experience me. Oh, it was a wrap. It was a fucking wrap. But anyway, but I got to grab 267. But is there any other questions you got, my brother?
Yeah, man. I think I'll call later. I have many topics to discuss for later. Thank you very much, Steve. Learning a lot from you.
The lines are open. Okay, the lines open for another hour and 17 minutes, so feel free to call, okay? Matter of fact, I opened it up for the third hour if you like.
Hi,
please. All right, call me. Yeah, well, so it's the 200 drive. So think about this, guys. Thank you, because I didn't know how long the drive was. I know I took the subway from Baumholder, Germany to fucking Frankfurt. I forgot the subway we went on. And I know the subway, the weird thing about the subways in Germany is that you ride it and it's like an honor system thing. It was weird back then. I don't know if it changed, but let me tell y'all something. When I did that, all the way from Frankfurt back, do you think I wasn't getting my dick sucked? You don't think I wasn't driving her fucking car? Now, I didn't know where to go because she had to tell me where to go, but she was all over me. Oh, my God. It was, I can't even fucking explain this shit. But let me grab 267 that's been waiting. 267, what's your question? How can we help you, sir? What's up?
What's going on, Steve? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. How are you? How can I help you? Sorry for the long wait, sir. What's up?
No, it's all good. It's all good. Yeah, so, you know what I mean? I've been following your channel for, you know, probably about a month or so, and I've been soaking up a lot
Thank
of
you.
Game. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, no doubt.
Thank you.
But my question is, because, you know, I've had my fair share of experiences with women. You know what I mean? I'm 34 years old.
Yes.
You know what I'm
yes.
saying? I'm long-term relationship, short-term, whatever. But you talk a lot about, you know, making the game about yourself. You know what I mean? Building your universe.
Yes, sir.
You know, just
yes.
building yourself in general. Now, you also talked
yes.
and you talked about it not being about women, but I've also heard you say, you know, you got to take into account the woman's judgments, her morals, her values. You see what I'm saying? So
yes.
where do you draw the line at as far as not making it about women, but taking into account the woman's morals, judgments, and values?
Well, okay, all right. It, very great, fun question. All right, okay, follow this. It's not about the woman. It's just understanding what I need to know, what is. I know that every woman I meet does not trust me. And I know every woman I meet feels that she has value. And I know every woman I meet has a belief system and a moral compass that they have before they meet me and anybody that they meet. That's what I know when I meet them. That's an automatic. That's like it's hot in the summer and cold in the winter. You know what I mean?
You would say it's just having a basic understanding of women.
Well, it's not a basic understanding of women. It's a basic understanding of just what is. Every woman, women are not just going to give their pussy away. Okay. Every woman out there, whether she's out of a relationship or in a relationship and she meets you, she doesn't know you or trust you. And you got to, women got to be extra careful. Okay. So you take that careful into consideration. And then you got to take in every guy that she has met before you, that creates her belief system of what guys are to her. Okay, so that's how she moves. That's how she thinks she should move. Okay, so that's there. But then the moral compass of I'm a good girl. I don't give the pussy up. You know, you got to get to know me. But all that bullshit. Now, listen, I'm serious. But they believe it. But
yeah.
This is what they use to repel off the motherfuckers that don't know what they're doing. Because if you don't know what you're doing, she can still stand on, I'm a good girl. I don't believe in sex the first time, and I like to get to know you better. I'm looking for a relationship. I'm not just looking for sex. Because they would say the same to me. I'm no different than you. They say the same to me. The only difference is I know we ain't going to end like this. This shit ain't going to end like this. Because I'm about to flip her world upside down. Yes, what's up?
So on top of you bringing your presentation of you to her, she's bringing her presentation of her to you basically to kind of, I guess, disqualify you?
Well, no, she's not disqualified. No, it's not a disqualification. It's just what she is. Okay, it's just what she is. There's nothing I can do. Listen, she does not trust. Listen, I'm a bad motherfucker. I'm just like you, brother. I'm in the same boat. Listen to me. You and I, we're all in the same boat with every woman. They don't know us. They don't trust us. They have a moral compass and a belief system. That's what they are. It doesn't matter who it is. Does not fucking matter. And we all start at the same starting point. Okay? Now, with that being said, now this is where it's going to get a little tricky. Her perception, now let's add her perception to this. Now, her perception for some women is, you know what? I want a specific kind of guy. I want a guy that this tall. I want him to have this kind of money. They're allowed to have that just like you have your dreams of what you want as far as your clothes and all other stuff. They have their perception of what they want. And some of them come that way, okay? And that's the beautiful thing because that's the battle in the head that you want anyway. So that comes along as well. But even though she feels all those things, yes, it's still none of my business, but I understand it's an unwritten rule. And that's why remember I teach the judgments. I don't know if you remember the judgment. But when you judge the woman or judge what you need to fit into the woman, you're already fucked up. See, I'm not judging the woman. I'm just accepting that I know she has a moral compass, okay? But even though she has a moral compass, judgment, and all the other stuff, I shouldn't be doing this. I go to church and praise God and all this other good shit. She still could be a fucking whore. But what I've got to do is the combination. Remember, every woman is different. Remember, I told you got jazz, blues, pop, rock, goth, metal, country,
I've heard you
classical.
Talk about that, yes.
Right. Every woman's different, but they all got that moral compass when you first meet them. But once they begin, when you open your mouth or that first text message, that's going to set everything off. Listen to what I'm saying. See, when you start the who, what, why, what you do for a living and all that other stuff, you just shifted everything because she has already met you. And that's the problem, because then it shows her you don't know what the fuck you're doing. So that means she might give you the pussy, but you're going to have to work for it.
Does that also show her? does that also show her that you're automatically making it about her at that point?
Yes, because no. You're not showing us about, you're making it about her. You're showing her that you have no fucking experience with women. See, think about this. Do you play basketball or football when you were young? Basketball, football.
I played baseball.
All right, okay, so you played baseball. So peep game. So when you played baseball, even at a young age, right? Hell,
yes,
the motherfuckers that can you tell the motherfuckers that can really play versus motherfuckers who can't even play right, because they'll probably hold the bat all high up in the air. They won't even hold the
doubt.
You see what I'm saying? Right. So think about this. When you see that guy walk up to the plate, you already know his story. You see what I'm saying? Like, what position did you play? Were you a pitcher? What position did you play?
I was a pitcher. I'm still a pitcher.
Oh, my God. So then you actually going to see this. So as the pitcher, you know when he walks up to the plate, you already know, I'm gonna strike this bitch out. Look at this motherfucker. Look at his stance. Look at the nervousness. He's not even in the fucking box. Get your ass into the box a little bit. I already know. And the catcher's giving you the signal like, oh, we got this motherfucker. You're saying, yeah, I got this motherfucker. I got him easily, right? Versus that motherfucker after him that's swinging that bat. He's got great form and shit. He's tapping his fucking thing. He's spitting. He's grabbing his fucking crotch a little bit. He's walking up to the plate. He's moving his hat. He's stepping on the thing. He's arching his thing. He's sizing up. And then he fucking wait for you and shit. And you like, all right, hold up.
Yeah.
Hold up. But the reason you know that is because you've already studied the opponent. See, you know that motherfucker that's walking to the plate. See, you study the batters, like you study the team. So you know that the team's got nothing but soft, like, you know, they always have him bat like third. He's usually the third or fourth at bat.
Third or fourth in the lineup.
Yeah, third or fourth, right. Right, in the lineup. So you know after you get rid of one and two, he's coming. You already know he's coming up by not his body language, but you can see his demeanor. He like, come on, motherfucker. Hey, you struck out one and two. Strike my motherfucking ass out. So what you either going to do if you don't want to fuck with him, what you going to do? You're going to throw three balls to the left. Four to the left, right? You're going to pitch around him, and you know he's going to get on base. But just because he's on first base, you know the next guy, because you already got two outs, one on base. You know the next guy coming up. Oh, shit, I'm going to strike this motherfucker out, and we're going to end the inning. You see what I'm saying? It's the strategy, right? It's the strategy. So it's the same thing with women. See, when the woman, think about the woman being the pitcher. She has pitched to all kind of motherfuckers that show the same exact mindset and behavior of the guys you strike out, right? So she knows when you get to plate, based on your actions, she knows, this is going to be dinner. Chauffeur, put up my Christmas lights, shoulder to cry on. He's going to be my banker, my bitch. I already got him. It's already over, right? And guess what? And I can live off of my morals. You see what I'm saying? I can stand on, I'm a good girl, and I feed the ducks and the homeless, and, you know, on Saturdays I tie myself to a tree, and on Sundays I look at the wildlife and want to save the platypus and, you know, all that shit, because the sucker is going to believe the bullshit, right? Now.
Yeah. If you're thirsty, you're going to fall into all that.
You're going to fall into all that shit. But let's say, okay, now I'm that third at bat, right? I'm that third at bat. She know that way. She went, whoa, wait a second. This motherfucker has come. All right, you ever walk down the street and you see a loser? You don't even know a motherfucker. You just look at that. Damn, that fucking loser. You know what I mean? You know what I mean, right? You just walking and shit, or you in the grocery store and shit. You look at that motherfucker. Look at that loser over there. Or you see a bad bitch with a goofy motherfucker, you be like, how the fuck did you get that pussy over there? You know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's the same thing when they recognize a motherfucker that knows what he's doing. Because a motherfucker that knows that doesn't knows what he's doing, she doesn't have the playbook. So what she's got to do is say, okay, now let the game begin, because now it's not checkers to chess. Checkers, it's her checkers to – have you ever watched Star Trek? Star Trek doesn't have a chess
table. You know, I'm
Well, Star Trek has a three-level layer of chess. It's a three-level board of chess. It ain't just one board. Mm. It's leveled and shit. So she's looking at him saying, okay, who is this guy? And this guy, he's not even arrogant. He's not an asshole, but he's just – there's just something about him. I mean, my God, well, I mean, what, here he come out and look how he's talking to me. He, see, he's talking to me. He's not talking at me, and that's the difference. See, he's not saying, hey, baby, yo, what's up, mama? Hey, girl, whoa, yo, hey, or whistling all that shit. No, he just walked into and, you know, excuse me, hey, how you doing? You know, and introduce himself and do his thing, right? Put his beard in, right? But yeah. In that, what's so beautiful is what protects her is the thing that's going to force her to open up faster to us. Remember, what's the protection? The judgment, the morals, and the belief, right? That's the compass. That's the ironclad between her legs where God can get in, right? That's her shield, right? But am I attacking the shield or am I attacking the mind and the emotion? See, y'all are attacking the shield.
Gotcha.
And if you're going to attack the shield, you ain't, it's like going to be an Independence Day.
You ain't
going to
get nowhere.
When the jet shot, you ain't getting nowhere, right? So I'm attacking the mind, where the mind, and I'm going from, it's like Trojan horse, and I'm not trying to sneak in. I want her to invite me in. Once she invites me in, the morals, the judgments, and all that other stuff are telling her no, just like daddy, are telling her he's not a good guy.
So basically the mind,
boy.
Like her mind yes. And the substance of her mind is basically where she's vulnerable at, and that's what you're attacking.
Yes, because that's right. It's the emotion, because that's the key to all this. See, the key to all of this is the fight is not me. See, I'm just giving her the bandages and the bullets to start the war.
No doubt.
And the war is when she invites me in, she's thinking about me. But what do you think mm-hmm. is telling her? From one side, he's not your type. He's too short. Why would you want to be with a guy like that? Then you have the other one, well, morally, you know, like the angel. You know what? We shouldn't do
this. On each shoulder.
You know, right. Corinthians 5.8 says, and, you know, we should not have given thy pussy or suck at thy dick because we know, right? And she's got that going. But then she also has going that, you know what? I know I shouldn't. But why wouldn't I? I mean, like, what's really stopping me? Because
she gets to a point where her curiosity takes over.
Right. Well, it's not the curiosity. It's the emotions and the behaviors that override. Okay, remember, the beliefs, the judgments, and everything that she has is her protective shield, right? But in order to override it, it's a mechanism that one must override. But once you are overriding it, it's like a war. So you can't hit the beliefs because the beliefs are tied into the pussy. But if you change the behavior and the emotions by the modifications, see, the behavior modification is feeling safe and realizing I'm not going to judge her. And how is that? Because I'm not judging her to be a slut or a whore or anything. But then she's going to start to see the emotional benefits of being with me. And what are those emotional benefits? When she's with me, she's smiling. When she's with me, she's not even with me. When she's not with me, she's smiling.
When
she's not with me,
she's
thinking
about
me.
She's smiling, right. She's laughing, all that. Gotcha.
Yeah, but peep game. How does she do it? The average guy is texting, right? Right?
Right.
So every guy falls into the same pool because all they do is one way of communicating. Well, I'm not communicating with her that way. I'm going land, sea, and air. I'm going three different ways attack.
I've heard you talk about that. The voice messaging, the voicemails, the phone calls.
Shoot, boy, dude, I'm killing it because I'm giving her – see – where she's slick and where she fucks up is that she thinks she can do it on a sneak tip. See, I don't want him to know that I'm thinking about him, but let me press play and take a little bit of his drug and listen to his voice. Let me press play and take a little bit of drug and watch his video. See, I'm not doing the work. She's doing the work. I'm just giving her the opportunity to do something different. To a point where now watch this, but who else you think helps me out here? You see, she's going to listen to her fucking, see, let me tell you something about women. One thing my mentor taught me is about the unicorn, okay? If you're walking in the middle of the woods one day and you see a unicorn, you are either going to capture it or you've got to tell someone because it's so amazing. It's so fucking amazing, so out of the box. Sometimes they don't even mean to tell it, but sometimes women like to outdo other women. Sometimes these women are like, you know what? I got a guy that does this, and look at this guy. Look at that guy. And then what would she say?
You got to show it off.
Oh, let me, hey. Oh, shit, girl. Wait. Oh, that text message? Really? He said, hey, look what this motherfucker sent me. Press pray. Mm-hmm. And what all the women say? Wait, whoa. Mm-hmm. Wait. Well, I remember hearing, I've never had a guy. But see, wait. But she's just past my COVID, and I call it 69, to them. Because look this. They never even experienced it. So even though she's outshining the other women by showing her that, look what my man, I'm not even her man, and she's saying, look at my man, or look what this guy did. Well, what do you think her girlfriend's going to say? Holy shit, I never met a man like that. What did he else he say? Oh, look, girl, hey, check this video out. Listen to this audio. Press. And I'm not even there, right? So I'm already a foot in. I'm not in actually in. But she realizes there's something different about that motherfucker. I don't know what it is. But I can't stop thinking about him. But then this is what I was talking about earlier when I was working out. See, this is the fucked up thing that's beautiful in it. It's not the fact that they're thinking about us. They're trying to think about why they're thinking about us, and then they're thinking about why they should stop thinking about us, which then reinforces, that's too reinforcing on thinking about me. She's thinking about me saying I shouldn't be thinking about him, but God damn it, listen to his voice message. Or I shouldn't think about him because he's not my type of guy. But so how much rent have I got free in her mind? I'm rent free in her mind right now.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? I'm rent free in her mind. And I am not doing anything. I'm rent free. But here are the reinforcements. Why isn't he, okay, now this is where her fucking voice, which is called insecurity. For us, it's ego. For them, it's insecurity. So insecurity is going to come along and say,
gotcha.
Why is your lady going to say, or she's going to say, well, if he really likes you, he hasn't even talked to you about sex yet. He hasn't even asked you about your body. He hasn't asked you for a titty pic and a girl. I don't even know if he's even attracted to you. You're not attracted. Because if he was really attracted to you, he would be like all these other guys, and he would be pouncing on your body. See, you're not beautiful. You're not as sexy as you think he is, because even you can't even pull this interest. You see how the – so guess what? Hey, guess who's doing work for me? So then guess what? So then – here's her detective, because she has a detective, right? Her detective, as she starts seeing me, she's going to start doing her research and all that other stuff. But in that, draws in more curiosity, because here's somebody that's making me feel things, but he's like cooler than the other side of the pillow. He's not desperate. He's not needy. But when we talk, he makes me smile. He gives me voice messages that make me blush. He says things that make me, and then, hey, look. she's like, she's adding all this shit up to say, holy shit, I've got a man. Holy shit.
Gotcha.
Holy fuck me. How many, and then it starts to, how many women does he have? What does he want with me? Is he in a relationship? Wait a second. I'm not even done. Look how beautiful. This is like a Mona Lisa. Because guess who the fuck they go to next? Roger, can we talk for a second? I met this guy, and you know what that motherfucker been trying to fuck her and sniffing her panties and shit. You know what that motherfucker going to say? Don't. Stay away from 267. He's an asshole. He's a dick. And all he wants to do is fuck you. He doesn't really care about you. He doesn't want to be with you. And guess what he's doing? He's setting her up for a downfall. Because guess what? She's going to come over and say that shit to me. Oh, you know what? I know what you're about. I know you want to fuck me. And I don't even want, you know what that mother going to say? Well, fuck, you know what? I'm going to let you go. Bye. What? Wait. Because you know what she's expecting. Hey, look, let me tell you what she's expecting. No.
I ain't trying to do that.
I want to see the beauty and the essence in you. And like his nose is going like this while he's talking. I want to see the beauty in you. I want to know about you. I want the relationship. His nose is going. That's what she's expecting. But is she actually expecting a motherfucker to say, hey, look, you got me all wrong. Because look. Yes, you got my curiosity. That's true. And yes, you got my attention to enough where, yeah, there's a sexual attraction. I'm not going to lie. That's why I'm talking to you. But if you think, now this is the arrogance of the man. If you fucking think that I'm trying to fuck you, you got me all fucking wrong. Because, baby, we already fucking. And you don't even realize that. And matter of fact, I'm not trying to fuck you. I'm showing you why you should fuck me. How many motherfuckers talk to women like that? How many motherfuckers you know are arrogant enough to say, look, I'm not trying to fuck you. And you, girl, I'm showing you why you should fuck me. I've already laid out a few things, but you know what? Hey, Pete Game, if you feel that way, it was nice knowing you. You take care. Hey, yo, candle maker.
Gotcha. Yeah, I've seen you do the candle maker.
Hey, Peep Game, look, if you feel that way, hey, it was nice meeting you. If you change your mind, holler back. And guess what she going to say? Fuck him. Fuck you. I don't need this. I don't need you. I'm beautiful. I'm pretty. I have value. And I've got all these guys that like me on Instagram and all these guys that want me on Facebook. And I don't need you. And guess what? But those motherfuckers ain't me. So guess what she going to do? She going to walk the fuck away and think she's in control. But guess who's in her motherfucking ear? I told you you couldn't. I told you he didn't want you. And they don't want the guy that wants them. I don't make the rules of this shit. They don't want the guy that wants them. They don't want that guy. They want the guy that doesn't need her. And when she realizes I don't need her, of course she's going to stand on her right. I don't need that motherfucker. I got all these guys. Hey. She got all them cookie cut. Well, how you doing? And can we go Netflix? You see what I'm saying? All day, yeah. Every day. And what did Thanos said? You can't live without, I forgot what Thanos said, but where did it bring you back to? Me. It led you. You're going to come back to me. Because you know
gotcha,
ain't nobody
gotcha.
Talking to ass like me. Ain't nobody, and guess what? She's got pride. She's going to want to come back. She'll talk to her girlfriends, talk to her guy friends. You know how they come back? They come back by either liking one of your posts or they'll do that, oh, did you just call me? Or they'll oh, I accidentally butt dialed. I mean,
and you know what? That's definitely happened to me before. Actually, it was
right.
One time where a chick that I had played off, she actually called me.
Yes.
And like after I stopped talking to her, like I basically cut her off. And she called me, and I didn't answer or nothing. And then, like, a few minutes later, she sent me a text. Oh, that was by accident. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, and it's by accident, but...
On purpose.
It's accidentally on purpose, but I understand it. But I keep things moving. And I still ain't trying... Hey, I'm still not going for the pussy. Because
right.
Okay, if everybody is trying to fuck her, that's boring. But the interesting guy ain't trying to fuck. Why isn't he trying to fuck me? Why isn't he trying to go after the pussy? But here I am thinking about why isn't he? So I'm ready. Hey, more room, more space. Yeah, there you go. Thank you, Justin. Thank you. Let me post it. Thanos said, you couldn't live with your mistake. And where did you leave me? Back to me. Yes, absolutely. So I'm only positioning myself because even when she calls me back, listen, what do you think happens when we're not talking and she's either cramping or having a bad day and she wants to talk to someone? Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, Mike, you know, if I like the girl, kids like, cool it now, right? One of them motherfuckers. So let's go, Bobby. Bobby, I'm just not feeling good today. And you know, Bobby going to say, I ain't getting no pussy, so fuck it. All right, I'll holler at you later. And she just laying
right,
in bed.
Right.
And she, or she laying, she laying on a couch. She ain't feeling good. She like, is that all I am? Is just a piece of pussy? And guess who's whispering in her ear? Hey, you know that. Hey, you know. All you got to do is pick up your phone. All you got to do is pick up your phone. And I'm not going to call. No. You don't have to call them. Just press play. Because guess what? She'll go back and go down memory lane and find that moment when she wasn't feeling good, and she'll press that play, and my voice will be soothing. I'm not making her feel good. It's just a soothing feeling that starts and triggers the battle. See, the battle is between either her mind and her body. I'm just supplying the bullets. I have no fight in this. But she doesn't understand why she's – look, I'm respecting her morals and her values. And hey, look, I'm not trying to – I am not trying to chink or break her because it would be foolish of me, like you guys – not you, but I'm saying, you know, it would be foolish of people to try to go after a pussy. It's the same shield. But I've got trust. So the shield from a 10 has come down, but trust doesn't mean fucking. Flirting doesn't mean fucking. So even though I'm at a 5, I know I need to get her to sexual trust where, remember, no judgments, but it's the emotion. Remember, I'm going to become the emotion. Everything I'm doing is positioning myself to not be in the category of sadness, happiness, sadness, all these things that she's going, all these fucking emotions that she is. I am not the ride of all the rides. You know, one ride could be emotion. One ride can be fear. One ride can be sadness. All these things women go through. Motherfucker, I'm the amusement park. I am the one that's driving the behavior. I'm the source at that point. I fall into the line of those things first. But as she begins to keep taking more of the drug of me, I move
right.
up. Like,
she's soaking you all up.
Right,
in.
Think about people. Right. Well, think about someone that's hooked on drugs, okay? All right, let's look at it. All right, let's look at parents, job, dog, rent, drug, right? First drug might be a vape pen, so it's at number 5. Second drug might be weed, still at number 5. But as soon as she snorts, then it's the 5 bumps up one. See what I'm saying? It moves up the ladder one. So then at that point, it's parents, job, dog, rent, no, drug, then rent. And then from the cocaine of me sniffing me, I bump up from that, from the hair, hey, from taking me
so
in.
So basically
in
the drug moved up. Basically, the drug moves up in priority.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm not moving it. She's moving it based on how I'm making her feet. Exactly. So that's what I'm saying. I'm on the list. Listen, I'm in the realm of emotions. So I'm in with the happiness, sadness, crying, feeling, all the fucking emotions. I'm on that list. But the more she presses play, the more she watches the video, the more she sees the wine above the bed, the shower lights, the easel, the naked paintings, the more I make her smile, laugh, blush, think, and react, the more I push her beyond that edge. Guess what I'm doing? I'm moving the fuck up, but I'm not doing it. She's making the conscious decision to move me up because every feeling that I move up overrides and supersedes another feeling that she doesn't feel. You see what I'm saying? If it's insecurity, yes. I move up to that. If I'm taking away her insecurities, guess who bumps up? See, if I'm taking away the insecurity, I bump up. If I'm making her smile all the time, I bump up. And I keep bumping the up until I become the fucking fentanyl, right? I become fucking fentanyl, and I hold the number one spot, which then I become the cannot resist. Hey, and try to walk away. Go ahead. Hey, she's already in the quicksand. Go ahead and go. If you're not happy, leave. If you don't like what you got, go and go. Hey, go find some other motherfucker. Why are you talking to me like that? I thought you could. No. I don't want to hear that shit. Because guess what? I can tell her no, and I can fucking walk away. Because you need me more than I need you, because I can find a million of you outside my goddamn door, but you'll never find a fucking motherfucker like me. You'll never find a fitting off me, because I know what the fuck I can do. You know what I can do. And this and right here. But see, as the bump keeps going up, guess what else falls the fuck off? Judgment, moral compass. And also fucking believe, because the rules change based off of what I've moved. Remember, I'm just talking while I'm talking to you. I talked about this before. Always remember, guys, it's all about the interaction and what most guys fuck up with. It's the interaction line. And as I'm talking, for me, what I'm doing is every interaction, not only am I showing her the differences of me, I'm showing her the excitement until I change her perception of what she – all right, 267. Think about this.
Yeah.
If all your life – or okay, let's think when you were a little kid. When you were little – let's say when you were 5 or 6 years old, right? You remember getting on that little kiddie roller coaster? And you thought, man, this is the best. Man, this is the best. Whee! You know that shit going like 2 miles an hour and shit. But you like, oh, man, this is great. There'll never be anything like the kiddie roller coaster. Whee! You know, you got your hands up and shit, and you're having the best time ever. Until that one day where you're too old to ride the kiddie roller coaster. And then there's the fucking monster. There's that foster motherfucking monster roller coaster that once you get on that bitch, it changes your perception of everything. It's right. That thrill. You see that thing? So what happens?
No doubt.
When her, like, let's say she's 30 years old. That means 29 years and fucking 364 or 63 days. And before she met me, she has never met, her perception's already locked in. You see what I'm saying? She has her idea of average, but she doesn't know beyond average. She doesn't know that because she's never met that before. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
She's never met that before. So, and
now,
guys, I got your question.
I appreciate all the game, you know what I'm saying? But before I get off, I just want to say this. Like I said before, like I've had my experiences with women. Like I said, I'm 34 years old, but, you know, I always thought like game, you know, game was a gimmick. You know what I'm saying? I always just, you know, went after what I wanted. So I always went after what I wanted, you know what I'm saying? Win some, lose some, you know what I mean? Like I said, I've had my experiences, but, you know, the whole being strategic about you know, building yourself, building your universe, working on yourself, making the game about yourself.
Yes.
You know what I mean? The game.
Beautiful.
So I understand now that the game ain't about how you, like, how you talk to women or how you are, like, it's, the game is about you.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm really starting to get that. But, and also too, I was trying to like super chat you before and I wasn't able to. I don't know why it wouldn't let me chat or super chat you.
Oh, it's up. I don't know why, but yeah, you can, or send me, you know, the support manhood. You can send me a super chat to support manhood. Send it out. I'll read it. But I'm just saying that, try to do it and I appreciate that. But I'm just, I like to say to you that this is what I'm trying to show you. See, there are no YouTubers out here showing you the puzzle pieces. There are no YouTubers showing you that you are, you don't eat. I'm showing you that you have your own language. And once you connect with your fingerprint, who you are, it's a game changer because you are then creating your own book on yourself, for yourself, of how you move. Not the woman. So then at that point, the woman will then buy into the book like the romance novel, because when she she's going to be following you, but every day is learning the new you. She'll never catch up to you because you're already evolving. Whereas the average surface dweller
is basically – I was going to say, I get that it's basically you separating yourself without trying to separate yourself, but just trying to work on you.
Yeah, that's all I'm doing. All I am doing is working. Okay, it's like a studio. I'm not just taking the one song. I'm going to mix that shit down. I'm going to remix that shit. You see what I'm saying? It's the same thing with with sex. Same thing. So I just, listen, I don't want to just make her smile. I want to make her pussy smile. I want to make her body smile. I want to make I want to make places on her body smile. And what I mean by making her body smile is when I touch the, like licking and kissing behind her knee smile. You see what I'm saying? I'm teaching all you to go beyond the basic. Well, can I kiss you? Is it okay if we kiss right now? I don't want to do that. So I'm trying to teach you that when you build this for yourself and make it about yourself, it changes everything. Because think about the average guy is not even thinking this deep. You see what I'm saying, caller? They're not even on this level of deepness. Yeah. And I'm saying don't be me. I'm saying I'm trying to show you how to find it in yourself. Because once you know your...
And that's what I like. That's what I like most about your content. Like, you're making it about you. You're making it about the man, you know what I'm saying? And like, and just like you said, every man is different. So when
the
you got a man
that's
trying to be like what, you know, he thinks the woman expects, you turn into every guy, basically.
Yeah, exactly, because I'm not, listen, I am not trying, if I'm trying to teach you how to be sex, and if you're embodying sex, then you will become the emotion. That's why I'm not trying to fuck. Look, you can beg, barter for pussy, or you can just slow. That's why, that's where the puzzle pieces come in. It's everything fucking connects. That's why I'm just showing y'all connection. But what happens when you see that 8K TV? I mean, that 8K TV, and you're like, damn, man, that motherfucker like $4,000. You like, you and I on Facebook talking. You're like, yo, Steve, peep out this 8K TV. I'm like, damn, that's pretty dumb. When you going to get it? Oh, dog, I'm saving up money for it. But what do you think? How's it going to feel when Best Buy knocks on your door and says, oh, sir, we got an 8K for you? And it's a note that says, I mean, that's what I'm talking about. You don't have to ask women. Listen, when women realize your worth, not only will they cook, clean, wash dishes, fold your clothes, and all that. They will invest in you. And because it's the, okay, and again, how I knew, because I had to, okay, have you ever seen Purple Rain?
No, I haven't.
You better watch that. Write this down. Watch Purple Rain. Watch Purple Rain. See, I used to be a Michael Jackson fan.
I got you.
I used to have my little, like, when I was breakdancing, I used to have my, like, little glitter glove and shit and the breakdance and all that shit. So,
that's Prince, though, ain't it?
My mentor, my mentor told me to watch this movie. It was 1983, okay? So, in 83, I'm 12 years old, right? You told me to watch this movie. I'm like, what? I mean, because I was always roller skating to 1999. So I didn't know I was roller skating to his music. But he told me to watch his movie. He told go watch that fucking movie. Yeah, I had to get in because it was rated. It was the rating. But I got in. And, brother, the first thing I saw, the first lesson, 6, 7, they got you. The lesson number one that I got was that he was already mind-fucking her. Hit motherfucker. You'll gotcha. See early in the show, early in the movie, right? Peep game. Peep game. He met her in the mall. She was at the mall. Okay, let me tell you how Cody was. He ran into her at the club. Behind her, chilled, saw her number, and floated the fuck off and rolled out, right? Got her information later on. She's at the mall. And he says a little bit, hey, he's like, give me that thing on your thing, or necklace and shit. And he took a necklace. He walks the fuck off. He's looking window shopping. Listen to me. He's looking at a guitar in the glass. He ain't even asked for the guitar. He's just looking at the bitch. He's looking at it. and Rose, right? And her first check that she gets, her first job, her first check. What the fuck you think she went and did? She went and bought that goddamn guitar. She went and got that guitar. He didn't ask for that shit. She bought it. But wait. But people would say, well, that's just a movie. But this is what I'm saying. Oh, no. That's why I keep telling you. No. When they know that you are moving their mind in certain ways, because everything that he was doing was mind-fucking her through the words. He was mind-fucking. Oh, my God. It was a great movie. But everything I learned, he was telling me that this is why this is so important, because we have got to set your mind where you're the fucking prize. When you're the prize, women will invest in you. I knew that at a young age. But I also knew that, like I told you before, man, even though I didn't have shit, you know what was so great? And 6-7, I got you real quick. You know what's so great when I'm over a woman's house? It's so great. Because I think, okay, let's go. I think was out was a PlayStation. I think the PlayStation was out. I think the PlayStation.
Steve, I actually got to run, but I'm going to still listen. I'm going to still be tuned in. I got to run because I got to make this pickup real fast. But I'm going to stay tuned in, man. Yo, thanks for the game, brother.
No. Call in anytime, man. I appreciate the call, man. And stay safe out there, okay, my brother?
No doubt, man. Thank you.
All right. Respect to you. All right, I'm going to get you 6, 7, 8. But I was just saying real quick, I think it was around PlayStation. I had a PlayStation, I guess. But, guys, y'all don't even understand. Like, they will shop for you to your specifications. They will buy you TVs. They will, dude, man, it's just not even fucking fair what we get. 6, 7, 8, how can I help you? Guys, I'll answer your questions in 1 second. We'll continue the show. 6, 7, 8, what's your question, sir? How can I help you?
Hey, Dean, first off, good evening. I don't know what time it is where you are, but good evening.
Yes. Hi, thank you.
My question is, I called, I saw your show earlier with Angry Man. I meant to call in then, but I didn't. My question is, last week I called in and you told me to get the puzzle pieces. I got the 100-piece puzzle. I threw away the box. I finished the puzzle. And with me doing the assignment, I understood why you asked me to do it. So I started to be able to put the pieces of the puzzle together and see that I was relying on myself. My question is, what's next? After I finish the puzzle, I understand why I was doing the assignment. What's the next step then that I need to do?
Then you got to go either get the coaching, because we got to work on your bid and start your pathway. So we got to get together and work on your pathway. We'll have to set up your pathway.
Well, the bid isn't that watching the approach, the coaching hope.
That's not the bid. That's a sample of it. That's not the bid. That's not the bid, dude. That's just an example.
Understood. So if I I have the product.
You had to book 30 minutes, because it's going to take me 30 minutes to break down the bid. 30 minutes.
Okay. Okay.
To break it down. If we got to break the bid down, we got to create the blueprint. We got to break down the other levels of it, work online. And there's a lot of shit. So it's going to take 30 minutes to do. So that's going to, then you will have something that you're going to use for the rest of your life. But then we got to work on your pathway as well. So yeah, you just got to either book 15 minutes so we can break everything down and start with your bid or have you want to do it.
So a coaching session for 30,
yes.
You said? Okay.
Yeah, it's got to be, because to work on your bid is going to be 30 minutes. And it's going to literally take 30 fucking minutes to talk about all, and break all this shit down, dude. Because you
got
to understand the whys behind what's being said. It's not just do it, because then we got to go over it, and that's the toughest part. See, the funny thing is they read the bid, all right, we go over it, and they're like, oh, man, this is cake. But then we get to the easy part first. Then when we get to the next level of it, it really becomes difficult because at that point we create a blueprint to show you about women, and then we go from that point. So it's a few things, man.
Okay. In the meantime, while I'm saving the money up for the coaching session, what other products should I know I can go back to the characters
and
work
just
on the emotion.
Call in, ask questions, keep working on your puzzle, and just call in and ask questions. And just do that, man, while you can. I mean, that's what the show is for, to answer questions. But remember, we're kind of like putting a Band-Aid over something that we've got to really fix, okay? So don't think just asking a question is going to solve you, because we're not at your core yet. See, we got to find your core and work at your core, because it's your core that's going to drive the woman to see that she has a core, and that's what's going to get her to invest in you. By how you're pushing her beyond her limits, by pushing yourself beyond yours.
Okay.
Okay.
I got you.
All right. So I'll throw you back in. Cool. Well, just get back if you have any questions, okay?
All right. Thanks, bro.
All right. Thank you. Respect to you. Guys, I'm going to answer y'all questions, but let's keep talking about, because last night, if y'all noticed, I was talking about, no one's talking about this, becoming the emotion. And I'm going to talk about this real quick, and I got y'all questions. I'll answer your questions. We're going to go. I got you guys. We're going to go probably a four-hour show, so don't worry about it. I don't want y'all to feel that I'm not answering questions. I put all your questions in there. And if I missed it, go ahead and put a Q in there. I've been running my mouth, but I want to talk more real quick. I want to talk more real quick on the emotion real quick as we're talking about this, because – see, the thing that I'm going to give the woman that she doesn't have is a thing called certainty. See, most women, they think about them on a piece of ice or floating in a piece of ice, because without the proper balance, the ice moves a little bit, right? But what if I can move her from that piece of ice and give her certainty about herself to create a brand new reality over top of the reality that she's in, or the perception that she has of herself by how she feels when she's with me, where it's not I'm influencing her, it's I'm showing her how to find influence in herself, but through being with me, she can see things in herself that she can't see with the average person, okay? Because then from that point, I set a higher expectation that she has for herself. Now, again, women see, a lot of women do what a lot of you guys do. And 484, I'll bring you in 1 second. I'll bring you in, got you 484. Give me 1 second. A lot of people have what is called a high expectation. And unfortunately, it's like going to church. You know, you go to a place, you get a lot of fucking motivation, and then you leave that place and you drop. But what if I can just hold you off and keep you at the same line? Let's get to 484 real quick. 484, how can I help you? What's up?
Hello?
Yes, sir. How can I help you?
So my question is, good evening, by the way. Good evening, Steve.
How are you? How are you?
Huh?
I said, how are you? Go ahead.
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm a man. I'm good. So what's up? What's your question, brother? What's up?
So I've called in, like, with you to get the bid, and also you gave me three other to do. And I was thinking, because you said we should keep working on our basics. And I was thinking, when is the next time, like, do I schedule? Because I don't know, like, oh, it's, like, is there, like, a time period that
okay, you've got to, okay, what I try to get you to do is think for yourself. You know when you need it, you get it. You see what I'm saying? See, the thing is, if I tell you what to do, okay, look at this. If I tell a woman what to do and she does what it is I tell her to do, then she can get mad at me later on for feeling like I'm telling her what to do versus her seeing what needs to be done. So I don't tell you what to do. You got to recognize in yourself when you're ready to start moving forward. It's up to you. It's not up to me. You've got to move. I can't tell you when is because I don't know you. You know you enough to know when is. So when is, I'm here. You see what I'm saying? That's how it works. Because it's like I need you to communicate with yourself. Don't ask me to communicate for you. Communicate with yourself to know when your when is and just do whatever that is, okay?
Right. And I also did my puzzle pieces, like, already. This is my third time doing it. Should I keep going at it?
Yeah, I don't want you to speed through it. Just keep doing it because a lot of guys try to run through it. Okay. Keep doing it. If you feel that you're bored with that one, do it faster or get rid of it and start over again. Because, let me explain what happens and why I say keep doing it. Your mind has a way of playing tricks on you to self-sabotage you by saying, okay, you did your puzzles. You're done now. Now you don't have to listen to me anymore. So why don't we go sit over there and fucking cry again? You know what I mean, you don't even say how the mind works. So what I'm saying, if you still hear that voice, and you've got to be honest with yourself, if you see a woman and you still hear him, keep working on those puzzles. Because you have to be, when you are one with yourself, you don't hear any. Like, I'm going to give you an example. When you grab your keys in the morning, do you hear anything?
No.
When you grab your remote control or open the door, do you hear anything? No, because you're one with yourself. You're not one with yourself yet. So if you get around a woman and you hear him, then you need to keep doing it because you haven't done it right or correctly or enough. Okay?
Okay.
Okay? Does that make any sense, my brother?
Yeah, it makes 100% sense. I appreciate that, Steve.
All right, man. We'll throw you back in, brother. Okay? Let me grab some of these questions, guys. We're at the mark. Hey, guys, don't forget, keep me up on the like so I can say thank you to those that like the show. I want to appreciate this. But let me get some of these questions. Let me start from the bottom and work my way up. Wait, I'm not working my way up. Hold on. Let me start from the bottom. Start at 703. Here we go. How do I get out of the friend zone and never be in there? Well, you are not in the friend zone. You have placed yourself there by how you feel about yourself. Women don't put you in the friend zone. You choose to go in that motherfucker by how you feel about yourself. Steve, do you know how I can start becoming a warrior? I'm 18. Get your puzzle pieces. That's what I'm saying. You know, it's sad. One of the saddest things about most of you guys, y'all act like y'all want to learn game, but when I ask you have your puzzle pieces, you say no. So you don't actually want to learn anything. I keep telling y'all, get y'all. I don't know why y'all don't listen. I had a guy that said he listened to me for 4 months. I asked him, does he have his puzzle pieces? He said no, and I told him this ain't for you. And you can't tell me you want to learn game, and you're told to do something, and you're not doing it. It doesn't make any sense. How do I operate around my boss and manager? How should these relationships be handled? I don't understand what you mean. Do your fucking job, Junior. Do your job. When someone comes at me and I'm not in the mood, I say, no, okay, let me tell you something, Junior. Let me tell you something, okay? Listen to me. There are three laws that I was taught when I was your age or younger to understand. There's a law of the land. If you kill someone, you'll go to jail. They get you the first 48. There's a law of the road that if you drive fast and you get pulled over, shit can't happen. Then there's a law of your job. Just do your fucking job. I don't give a fuck your mood. The job doesn't give a fuck about your mood. Fuck your mood. Do your goddamn job. Do your damn job or go find another one, period. Do your fucking job. And if your boss is talking shit to you, just suck that shit up and do your job. But if you're in your fucking emotions and in your panties and shit, go to HR and complain. Or if not, shut the fuck up and do your job, man. Or, you ready? Go find another fucking job. Because if you're talking like this, don't go to the Army. Because basic training is going to eat your ass up. And you're going to be crying by week, the first week. You're going to want to go home because you ain't going to be able to hack it. The fuck? What the fuck? You man, get the fuck out of here, man. How do you move her and show her why she should fuck you? I'm trying to show you if you're patient. And listen, how should men talk to men? Dude, Christ, man, fuck. How do you send a voicemail after you texted a woman after the first date? This is by my own discretion. How do you send a voicemail after you texted a woman after the first date? Well, let me get my music going, and let me show you. I will do a voice message for you. Let me play some music. Hey, what's going on? How you doing? I just want to make sure you got home safely. I want to let you know that not only did I enjoy the date that we had, it just gave me the opportunity to see what was behind the smile. It was always the thing that I wanted from the first place, to just to be able to talk to you on a level that you've never talked to anybody before. And not only that, just enjoying your lips and taking a moment to look at you, wrap you around my arms and give you a soft kiss. And I'm looking forward to spending more time with you. So when you get the opportunity, get back at me, and I look forward to hearing from you soon. And that's it. Bam. That's it. That's how you talk to her. I mean, it's not hard. You just talk to her, man. You just talk to her. IG, I just told you, if you were listening, if you still got voices in your head, keep doing that shit. It's on the discretion of you, man. If you see a woman and you still got that voice in your fucking head, you know what you got to do. But you've got to be honest with yourself. Shit ain't on me. It's on you, brother. It's all on you. Talking to this chick, right? As we're talking, I'm talking to this chick, and as we're talking, she gets a random message from a guy. She says, it threw me in a loop, and I forgot about you for a second. What should I say or not? Well, you've already lost. You already lost. 407, I'll bring you 1 second. I'm going to tell you why you lost. There's two reasons why you lost. Number one, your first loss is because you have no value and worth for yourself to allow such disrespect. But I don't know what you want from this woman. And if all you want to do is fuck her, then you shouldn't give a fuck about another message. If you want a relationship with her, you should pull her ass aside and let her know what you're going to tolerate, what you want. So this has nothing to do with the woman, but everything about you. So I don't know what it is you want from the woman. Do you want the relationship or you just want to fuck? Because if you want to fuck and you're telling me about this shit, you're in your fucking feelings, so leave her the fuck alone. And if you want a relationship, you already lost because you didn't check her on her fucking bad behavior, big dog. 407, what's up? I'll bring you in real quick. What's up, 407? How can I help you, sir? What's up?
Well, it's visitor, but I want to get to what's on my mind. So you were talking to the other guy about the puzzles and how to keep doing them if you still hear their voices. I lost count how many times I've actually did the puzzles, and I rarely hear the voices. Like if I see a woman, I'm already moving. I'm not even thinking. I'm already moving.
So you said rarely. You said rarely, right?
Yeah. Right? Like I'm still doing them. I got to clarify that.
Well, right then. So yeah, clarify. So, but okay, then what is your question then? What's your question?
Well, the question is, I didn't realize that was the whole, the puzzles would take away the voices.
Nobody's supposed to tell you that. You're supposed to find out your fucking self. That's what I'm saying. That's why I don't talk about this shit. You're supposed to learn it yourself when you do it. I don't like telling you this shit because now you're looking, now you're looking at trying to take away the voice versus do the shit. That's why I don't like talking about puzzle pieces, because you're supposed to see it for yourself. You're not supposed to, I'm not supposed to tell you. You've got to see it for yourself for it to stick. If you're looking at, well, I'm going to do it because I want to take the voices away, you're going to fail.
Just,
hello.
Just trying to ingest it, man. I'm just processing it, man.
Well, I mean, we try to. I'm deep sometimes. I'm deep sometimes, but you know, it's
that,
not
nah,
my...
man. That the thing is, like, I wasn't even consciously aware of it. Like, it just I
You're
was just
not
moving.
Right. You're not supposed to be exactly.
You know something
why...
too? Like,
wait,
you know, I don't mean to cut you off, Dean. Go ahead.
Listen. The reason why we separate ourselves from everybody else is because the level in which I'm teaching you is not on your fucking surface level. I'm trying to get you to, think on a subconscious level and just do shit versus worry about shit, man.
That's what I, you know, when I got the coaching and I got the products, I started noticing change. I started noticing behaviors I wasn't doing before. I started noticing me taking actions I would have never took before I even discovered your channel. And, you know, I was aware of this, like, all right, cool. You know, this is probably what the product's supposed to do. It's supposed to be on a deeper level than just, you know, my conscious awareness. But when I started
Everybody listen to me. Please, guys, can y'all please listen to me? Everyone listen to me. This is not a metaphor. I don't understand you guys. When I say a box of 100 puzzle pieces, why am I showing you a fraud? Hold on. I don't mean to yell. Hold on, let me slow down. Hold on. Gentlemen, this is a kindergarten conversation. I'm sorry, guys. I don't mean to laugh. This is kindergarten. I'm saying to you guys out here, when I say a box of 100-piece puzzles, I actually mean a box of 100-piece puzzles. I don't understand any other way I can show you. I showed you in a video. So Fad, or whatever your name is, how are you asking me what is puzzle pieces? And can you have you ever put a fucking puzzle together? I mean, God, I don't understand how many ways. I don't understand. I show you guys a box of puzzle pieces. A box.
Hold on.
Guys, a box that has puzzles inside. Puzzle 100 inside of a box that you dump and throw the box away. I mean, my God. I'm sorry, Carly. Go ahead, man. I'm sorry.
It's all right, man. I just wanted you to go deeper into, like, the two connection points I made.
Two connection points of what?
Well, the connection point was between, remember how you said, like, with the voices, like, doing them until they go away, but, like, not to make that the full intent, it's just to do it and discover yourself. You connected that with the thought I had before about my subconscious, like how I was noticing I was doing everything subconscious, and you just connected those two points.
Okay, cool.
All right, well, cool. I'm a head out, right?
No, it's all good. No, I'm good.
Yeah, thank
I'm
you, man. Thank you.
All right, respect,
I'm
man. We'll bring you back
to see
in.
More.
Well, see good more because there's more to see. Whatever you're seeing, there's more to see, okay? There's more. Okay?
Will do, man.
All right, respect. What should I do if a woman rejects my kisses at the first date? Context, she says she doesn't kiss strangers. It's amazing how desperate y'all motherfuckers are, man. It's amazing if you just listen to what I'm saying. If you just listen to what I'm saying, you would know not to kiss her because you are a straight. No, boss talk. Boss. Stop. No. Listen to me. How can you fire a woman that is not or doesn't know you well enough to feel comfortable enough to kiss her? How can you fire her when he's the desperate one? He's the desperate one. How can you fire her when she did nothing? What did she do wrong? Please explain to me what the fuck she did wrong for you, boss talk, to say fire that bitch. It's one thing for her to play games with him, yes. But read what the fuck he's saying. What should I do if a woman rejects my kiss after the first date? And she's saying I don't kiss strangers. So what is that thing? See, this is... Guys, the worst thing you guys can do is try to get drunk a fucking affection. Stop trying to get them lit or drunk and trying to sneak a fucking kiss. Your problem is when you went out with her for those drinks, you showed her why she doesn't want to kiss you. Because, unfortunately, Christian, your conversations were boring as fuck. And that's why she didn't want to kiss you. Because you were boring and you were... Oh, man, dude. I don't understand y'all, man. I'm saying to you guys that she knows if she wants to kiss you by the interaction. Your interaction plays a role in what she wants to do. And if all you're doing is asking her a bunch of boring fucking questions, why would she kiss you? IG, learn your bid. Once you learn your bid, you'll be fine. Take 30 minutes to get your bid. I'm saying to you guys that when you're talking to her, your interaction from talking to the date is either putting you in the friend zone or being creepy. That's what I'm trying to say. And it's not her fault. She's giving you the opportunity, and you just don't know what to do with it. Let me continue with some of these things before we continue. I got the voicemail. All right, I'm going to Z. After we bring a woman to her core and remove her insecurities and get the invitation, my friend, you are asking a calculus and trigonometry question. and you have not even counted from 1 to 10 yet. Please stop asking trigonometry questions and start from 1 to 10. Your question will be answered as you move from 1 to 10 to adding, subtracting, multiplying, dividing, divisions, fractions, decimals, algebra, geometry. You'll answer that, but you can't see it right now. You just can't see it right now. I'm sorry. I don't mean to laugh at you. That's a good question. Right? You can't see it. Well, too cool for poo. The problem isn't the girl. The problem isn't that she has a boyfriend. The problem is you're in your fucking feelings, and that's why you need to leave her the fuck alone. Listen to what you're saying. You want her. She doesn't need you. Kyle, let me see what you got here. How many likes do we have, Tyler, so I can say thank you? I guess, Tyler, where'd you send it? I don't have it on my email. I checked my messenger. Oh, wait. I'll play the audio. Let me see. What's our number? All right, 139. Thank you. 139, guys. Thank you so much. I appreciate the 139. She told me what he said, and it was, hey, beautiful, what's going on? Want to take you to see a beautiful face and stare in her eyes. She told me, not bad, not bad. Wait a second, what? She told me that, she said it was, hey, beautiful, what's it going to take for me? Wait a second. Is this real? Can't be real. What is it going to take for me to see your beautiful face so I can stare in them eyes? We have 43 seconds if y'all want to call in. 253, how can I help you, sir?
Wait, this is for the live stream, right?
Yes.
All right, so can I just say the question here, or do I just go somewhere else?
We're live now, brother. What's your question?
All right. What's like the best tip you have for people in high school in general for this
grade,
kind of topic?
What grade are you in?
I'm a sophomore, sir, 10th grade.
Okay. Best advice I would have for you is to sharpen your goddamn teeth and your claws and not only talk to the 10th grade girls, but talk to the 11th grade girls. You've got to challenge yourself. You talk to the 11th, and hell, even talk to the 12th grade girl. You talk to them all. Build a reputation as a ladies' man, but then you hang out with everybody. Hang out at the cafeteria. You hang out with everybody. Because everybody has a pretty girl to offer you. So what I'm saying to you is that's what you do. That's what I would, because I did that. Okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, and congratulations.
Thank you so much,
sir. So you're going into the 10th grade, right?
I am in the 10th grade, sir.
Oh, so you're in the 10th going into the 11th then, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, well, let me ask you a question. What are you doing? What do you got prepared for the summer? What are you going to be doing in the summertime?
I'm going to do an internship as a job.
And you're going to go to the mall at lunchtime, right?
Yes, sir.
and you're going to go by the food court, and you're going to go talk to the ladies at your job. You got to do all this stuff, man. You got to get your feet wet, young man. You got to get your feet wet,
sir.
Okay? I'm being real, man. Get your feet wet, okay, young man?
Yes, sir.
All right, we'll throw you back in. There you go. I like your positivity. Congratulations, young man, on getting to the 11th grade. Congratulations. That's great. That's awesome. But let me see here. I don't understand. No, Tough Nut, I don't understand what you're saying. You kind of lost me on what you're saying. Thank you for the 139. We get to 150. I've got a new rap that I have. I worked on this today for you guys. We get at 150 where we can give y'all shout outs. But let's get to a Tyler moment. Let's hear what Tyler's got. Here we go.
Hey.
Hello, it's Tyler.
Hi, this is Katie.
Katie.
Tyler, I already heard this shit. What are you sending me? This is Friday. Wait, I already got that. Tyler, are you supposed to be sending me something? Let me see. Tyler, is Tyler supposed to be sending me something? No, already, Tyler, I thought you asked me to send. Tyler, whatever you sent me, I didn't get. I didn't get what you sent me. I don't know what you're supposed to be sending me, but whatever it is, I did not get it. I don't know if you were sending me something, so never mind. Forget it, Ty. Don't worry about it. You don't have to send me anything. It's cool. All right, here we go, guys. Let's get back. It's the Man Mindset. I'm the Dean, class in session. We're here talking about tapping into our emotions. Okay, my bad, Ty. Don't worry about it. I thought you were sending something. My bad, Ty. My bad. Never mind. I'm sorry, Tyler. Mistake. So what I'm saying to you guys, and this is important. We need to go over this. All right, and I kind of talked about it a little bit with Angry Man, but I will talk about this with you guys, okay? Because I think in order for you to really understand emotions and understand what's going on with the woman and get all this down pat, there are things that you have got to connect with as far as what being her emotion is all about. She is a lot. Listen, women have unrealistic expectations. They want the knight in shining armor. As I told you earlier this morning, they want the perfect guy, and we're not the expectation. We're not. We're anti-expectation. But we're also the truth, because you can rent me out, you can lease me out, but you can't have me. But in leasing me out, you can have part of me, but you can't have me as a whole. And that, we know, we kind of went over that and discussed that as well. But we've got to push and have her understand game. Most women have not experienced a man that can push her past whatever it is she feels in herself to get, like, to stop this. Okay, most women do self-sabotage their lives, like a lot of you guys out there. But, gentlemen, what I'm saying to you is that when I connect with her, because I'm giving her a brand new sexual experience, and in the sexual experience is not just the penetration, it's not just the mental orgasms, it's the things that the average motherfucker won't do, and that's read between the lines to change her view of her personal experiences, to change her thoughts of how she thinks and feels about herself, but also change her body image of what she feels she needs to be, because I'm showing her she doesn't need to be anything to be with me except be herself, because herself is fine as that, okay? Oh, wait, hold on a second. Dude, please, tough nut, stop, man. Stop, man. All right, wait, let me pause real quick. Tough nut, he can't. I would think about setting the lines, but I don't think you're ready. Tough nut, listen to me. I'm gonna tell you why this is a problem. What you're telling me, because if she's sending you nude, she's fucking teasing you. She's playing games with you, big dog. I will not waste my time with a woman. If I realize that you're playing games, you're gone. If you say you don't know, you're gone. If you say maybe, you're gone. If you say I'm not sure, you're gone. If you say I'll get back to you, you're gone. You got to do a lot to stay. Women will work for you. But I'm the fucking prize. I'm sorry. I am. Because I've got a set of fucking skills that most women have never even experienced. I'm the fucking prize. She enjoys the ride. And it's just like the bedroom. Don't do shit. Let me do everything. Let me take my time and break your body down. Let me make you come over. Let me service you. Because only in the bedroom I will service. I'm the prize. Because I'm going to take your mind, your body. I'm going to get you doing all kind of shit. Because I'm the prize. I am sex to you, and I will be the emotion. You will be hooked on me. I am your drug. You can smoke me, snort me, fucking do whatever you want, but you will ingest me your way. I am the drug. I am the thing that can show you how you are. I am that thing, gentlemen. It's me. It's not her. She can be the prize to you guys. But it's me. I'm the prize. But why am I the prize, gentlemen? Why? I'm not the prize because I say I'm the prize. That's bullshit. I'm not the prize because of that. Because I'm going to take I don't care how old you are, you're legal. I don't care if it's you're 18, 19, 20, 24, 25, 28, 30, 35, 40, 45. I don't give a fuck how old you are. I don't give a fuck how old you are. I'm going to change your perception of how you've seen the world. You have seen the world through the eyes or the behaviors of surface dwellers. You have not experienced what it's like being with a man. And that's not, I'm trying to be cocky. I'm not. You're going to see what the fuck I am, not because of what I am, but what I am to you. I know how you see yourself right now. Right now, all you women, I know how you see yourself right now. Right, let me tell you why. Let me tell you what these surface dwellers got you thinking. You think you got to wear less clothing. You think you got to put your ass on the internet. You think you got to do all this shit. And I know what you are, but what if I told you you don't have to do that? You don't have to do that. You can get rid of all the labels that they've given you as Todd and all. You can free your fucking mind, and I'm the one that can free you. Because once, wait, I don't think they're ready for this. Gentlemen, wait, my dogs, chat room dogs, y'all here? 155, I got you. I love y'all. Thank you. Thank you. We're going to do the rap early later on. We got that. We got that, but I'm about to break some shit down to you guys. Wait a second. If I'm going to fit this Wiz FT, fuck with, I guess, no, fuck, that'd be FW. I'm dirty talking her in this scenario. I can use my past experience with a woman to create the story that involved. I don't understand what you mean. You gotta break it down more. Yeah, I need to do a disclaimer on what the fuck I'm about to say. Gentlemen, let me tell y'all something. Hey, wait. Ladies, raise your hand real quick. Oh, let me do the disclaimer. Hey, Z, if you're in here, Z, Z, Peaches, Red, any women in here? Hold on. Guys, y'all know what we're about to do. Let me say, ladies, where the ladies at? Z, Peaches, all you ladies. Y'all know what you're, ladies. Y'all know, Mustang. Y'all don't need to hear this shit. Cover your fucking, you don't need to hear this shit. Listen at your own peril. Ladies, when I'm telling, ladies, I'm not joking. You go down this thing and listen to this shit, it's going to draw you in. Ladies, listen at your own risk. I don't do what you want. But you don't understand, I'm going to draw you in with this shit. Hey, ladies, you can unplug. Hey, ladies, I'll do this. When I do this, y'all can come back. But I know the curiosity's got you. Listen at your own risk. Listen at your own risk. Because this is going to draw you in, and it is what it is. It is what it is. I tried. Gentlemen, let me show y'all something. Let me talk to y'all for a second. Talk to my dogs for a second. Gentlemen, what if I told you that every woman has their theater number one themselves? And their theater number one is based on a self-image that is actually, what if I told you guys, is actually not her reality? What if I told you it's not her reality? What if I told you it was a created reality by this person that created a reality that has her absolutely fucking up? It's this person right here that tells her to listen, Beyonce. It's this person right here that tells her that she's independent. It's this motherfucker that remember, the mind is the greatest enemy, because the mind sabotages the person that believes the voices in the head. So what if, gentlemen, what if? Her reality of what she thinks is a reality changes. Gentlemen, let me explain depth and danger. Because I don't want to joke about this, because this is not funny. I'm not going to joke about this. This is some serious shit. You guys have to understand who you're fucking with right here. And you got to understand why I am what I am. Gentlemen, as I come to you, and I'm being serious, all my dogs here, I want to say thank you to the guys. And I want y'all to listen to me. All my dogs, man, listen to me. Tough nut, you ain't ready, dog. Just sit back. You ain't ready. And listen to me. when she was 24 and I was 13 and she gave me the pussy and shit, I really thought I was really actually doing shit. I never had my heart broken. I would break hearts, sort of. But I want you to understand this, and because I'm being honest with you, I'm showing you me. I'm being honest. Listen, when I was 14, she took the pussy away from me. She took it away. And it shifted everything because she was like a lifeline, okay? And I'm being honest with you, I am telling you, I admit I was a bitch. I'm telling you right now, a bitch. Crying, holding on to pillows, listening to sad songs. Couldn't play my video games. Couldn't watch TV. I was fucked. It was the worst of times, but it was necessary. It was a evil necessary to shed my skin to see the world in a whole new, it changed my, listen to me. You're talking to somebody that thought he was doing shit because I was kissing girls. Like, my sister would have sleepovers and slumber parties. So I was kissing the older girls and shit. I think I was doing shit. I would go over girls' house and kiss and make out, doing shit. Playing in the bushes, hide and go seek, truth and dare. I thought I was doing shit. That was my reality. But once the shift happened and I saw what, and through the pain, because every boy will go through a break. Most, I can't say all, but everybody will have a moment where they are heartbroken or sad or something. You know what I mean? It's something that happens. Every guy will have their moment. But when I was 14, I was broken. I was crying, holding on to the pillow, couldn't eat, couldn't sleep, tossed, turned, waited by the phone. I just miserable. Life was just, oh my God, dude. But as a student, I was learning. See, what I learned about, the thing about like some women out there, they want to teach you. See, couldn't tell me what I was about to become. Because she had to break me. She broke me. She broke my reality. My reality, thinking I was doing shit, broke the reality. But in breaking the reality, the shift was so beautiful. The pain was beautiful. The heartbreak was beautiful. The sadness, the beauty I found in it was that moment was the moment I realized that every fucking woman from that point on was fucked. Because I realized, master the bedroom, guys, all my master the bedroom guys, y'all know what I'm talking about. I realized what needed to be done. And I had to realize I had to craft what the fuck I was going to be. I had to shave the force. I had to build that building to build kisses in a different way. Not just to kiss her, to kiss her. Kiss her to give her a bit of me, but not in, guys, not the physical. I saw it. See, like you, I thought it was about the physical. But through my mental, I realized it was the mental. But through this, I realized it wasn't kissing her. But kissing her, it was creating the kiss in my mind. I knew that her reality, every woman's reality, is based on the interaction of them. This is why we, guys, this is not even fucking fair. Guys, listen to me. It's not even, guys, it's not fair. And this is not, it's not manipulation. It's not deception. It's not tricking her. It's not fucking, it's not even fair. Every surface dweller that she has been around, and that's all they've seen in their lives, they have created their own world and perception of what their reality is. They don't even know what their reality is. And I'm telling you, when you position yourself to show them that that woman in the mirror, that I don't feel sexy, I'm not beautiful today, it's her reality, and that's what she has trained her mind. Remember, she's at her edge, but I saw beyond the edge. That's what I'm saying. I didn't see her edge. I saw between the edge, and I know that she's going to fucking... Fuck with me, you'll fall in love. Automatic, that's dog. and this is, listen. And I'm going to tell you why you can't have every woman fall in love. Let me tell y'all about Women 101. There are women out there standing on their throne in their ivory tower all around you, and you don't even see it. And there are women that love the control that they have over you average motherfuckers. And I am telling you guys right now, a lot of women are not going to fuck with you because of the lack of control they have when they're around you. They're not going to fuck with you because how does one fuck with you when they're saying, unfortunately, I love my boyfriend. I love my husband. I love my relationship. I love the thing or my situation I'm in. But what happens when they throw that aside and say, I got to have you? Where they have to sit and say, I've got to make the worst decision in my, I got to make the worst decision because if I get a taste of what it's like to see something brand new and I know I can go on, but I must make that decision because I love my relation, whatever the fuck she loves. Because they love the control. They don't love the dweller. That's what y'all don't understand. Their love is not emotionally connected. It's security connected. The love is not the love. The love is dealing and just putting up with that motherfucker because this is the best weak motherfucker that I could fucking find, and I've got to figure out how to try to love him and try to be with him and try to stand with him and try. But I know what love is because when you gave me a sample of reality of what love, well, guys, listen, ladies, y'all better pull this out. Listen, guys, listen to me. What do you think fucking happens when one who thinks she has been in love actually is in love? Actually is in love through her fucking mind, body, and her soul. I mean, in love, not in security, not in hanging out, not in trying to find things to love about him, just to be with him and try to just be with him. What if she actually feels and tastes love? That changes the reality. Gentlemen, why do you think I tell you to watch The Bridges of Madison County? Why do y'all think I tell you to watch that shit? Do you want to see the devastation? Watch Bridges of Madison County. Man, she was in that motherfucking truck, and man, it took every ounce of her being not to get out that goddamn truck and go with Clint Eastwood. And you remember every day after that, she looking out through, just regretting it. Let me ask that. How are you supposed to know? Peach, let me tell you how you're supposed to know. Peach, we talked about it yesterday. You've never experienced what we talked about yesterday, Peach. Peach, you don't know because you never experienced what we talked about yesterday. You don't know what it is. See, okay, listen to me. What you think is love. God, we getting deep. Guys, we always get deep in this motherfucker. What you think is love, okay? Peaches, what you and every fucking woman out there think is love. It's not that. I'm sorry. Get that rid of that shit. But every one of you women out there think is love. Let me show you. I'll be happy to explain it. Allow me to explain it to you. If I can find it, let me show you. Let your boy show ya, baby girl. Let me show you, baby girl. Let me show you. Let me show ya. Where the fuck did I put it at? Excuse me. What you actually think is love, let me show you. Where did I put it at? Give me a second. I got to find that shit. That's not it. I'm almost there, guys. See, let me give you an example, gentlemen. Let me show y'all something. So, because the lines are down, let me show y'all something. So, I'm going to give you, see, you remember I told you guys, remember? I mean, we could take this pretty young lady right here. Remember I told you? When she realizes and she steps over and she gets a taste, what does that same beautiful woman say? Same woman. Y'all see it's the same woman. Y'all see it's the same woman. Look at the, what is she saying? They will not fuck with us, but let me show you. Let me explain what I'm talking about. Let me find that shit. Because this is where the rubber hits the road. We're not even done talking about this. It's where rubber actually hits the road, because remember, Peaches, your perception of love, Bridges of Madison County, your perception of love is not based on actual love. Your love is based on a surface dweller that made you feel something, and you labeled that shit fucking love. So you, what you think is actually love is just a fucking blimp, a fucking feeling, a buzz. You, it's like a vape pen. But what if you met somebody, and guys, and this is what I'm saying to y'all guys out here. It goes with Bridges of Madison County. It's the same thing. She in love with Clint. She had the opportunity to leave her husband and leave her life behind. And she, a freelance, you know what I'm talking about. It took everything in her not to open that door. And for the rest of her life until her dying day, that was her only one regret. And this is, ladies, this is why I tell you, you got to be careful about our kind, because for every woman that runs away from what love really actually is, some women don't want to know. Some women don't want to lose control. Some women will take the fake synthetic love of an average motherfucker because they know loving that motherfucker, I'm going to be doing shit I know I shouldn't be doing. I'm going to be doing shit that I never imagined doing. I'm going to be doing, you know, for all those women that say they don't suck dick, they don't swallow. Hey, guys, you ready? They don't do anal. They don't do threesomes. They wouldn't do all that. For all those women that say they won't, hey, guys. For a man that changes reality, they will do anything. Most of you ladies can say right now, I know a lot of you ladies, I would never. I'm not that kind of girl. You ain't. They will try. Hey, they love you so much that anything that puts a smile, they want to please you. They want to please you. They want to make you happy. Their life is, what can I do to make him happy? Because everything he's doing is changing my reality of what life is. Y'all don't get it. I'm saying that what if you can show her that who she actually thinks she is isn't actually, it's no different from you guys. You guys get to experience with us as we train you on manhood, that you actually see a new you, right? Okay, gentlemen, when you do your puzzle pieces and you're learning from us, you start to peel off skin and you begin to see the world in a whole new, you see it in a whole new light. It's so beautiful that you want to keep going. You don't think that shit happens with motherfucking women? You don't understand that? Peaches, what I'm saying to you, all right, Peaches, I want you to think about something. Peaches. All right, Peaches, do this. Can I call you Peaches? Hey, Peaches, email me your number. I'll call you real quick, and I want you on. Let me explain it to you. Just if you want to, just email me real quick, and I'll call you. I'm not going to give your number out. Just email me real quick your number, and I will call you, and we'll talk. I want to explain to you. You got to see it. We got to talk. So if you want to, it's your call. But I'm going to continue talking. Just let me know if you do it, and I got you. But, gentlemen, listen to me. I talk to you guys. Now, listen. Think about this, guys. Think about your perception of the world when you were across with that red pill shit. Women ain't shit. Women are this. I can't get women. I'm a red pill or blue pill or green pill. I'm hypergamy. I'm high value and all that stupid shit. But what happens when you came over here and you begin to see the man in the mirror and you change your reality? Everything begin to change because then you realize I was in a fucking cult. You begin to realize that, wow, I am totally not who the fuck I thought I was because I never knew this part of me, and I didn't even know I had a part of me this way. Because, guys, if you feel it, what do you think is going to happen when they feel it? Added emotion to that. So, Peaches, let me know, and I'll check, and I'll call you. Let me check. Peaches, if you send it, I will call you. Give me a second, Peaches. Just let me know. I'll check and see if I got it from you. Nope, I didn't get it yet. No, I didn't get it yet, Peaches. So just if you want to, Peaches, shoot it over, and I will call you. Let's see here. All right, so let me check. All right, so nothing yet, Peaches. I'll wait for you, Peaches, but I'm saying to you guys, I'm talking to you guys, listen. What do you think happens to you guys when you change your fucking reality and you see the world in a whole new light? You know what you know what it feels like, okay? Because when you change your world, what do you think happens to a woman when I give her this one thing? What do you think the ghost that they chase, guys? All my dogs out here. Ladies, I know you don't want to hear this shit, but if you want to hear it, I'm going to tell you. What do you think the ghost is that the women chase? Self-esteem. The number one ghost that they are always chasing is self-esteem, guys. Self-esteem. Because a lack of belief in themselves. All right, Peach, I'm about to call you, girl. I'm about to call you real quick. Here we go. Here we go. All right, so here we go. It's funny. All right, so Peach, I'm about to call you. So just pick up your phone. I'm explaining to you. Peaches. All right, I'm explaining to you. All right, here we go. Pick up. It's me, Peaches. It's me. Pick up. It's me.
She's
yeah, what's up, Peaches? Turn me down. Okay. So let me explain it to you from a woman's point of view.
Mm-hmm.
All right. See, what you think is love is actually not love because the love that you have felt comes from an average guy. What you have felt or feelings that you have felt are good feelings, but that's based off of your reality of what you've been dealing with. Does that make any sense?
It does, but I do want to give you a little bit of background. I mean, I could probably say I've been with my ex for like 7 years, and that's probably the only man I've ever been with. Like, I lost my virginity to and everything.
Right.
And so he took care of me. So everything I know is from him.
Right.
So.
But Peaches, in a, what did we talk for? What? 20-minute conversation?
Yes.
20-minute conversation yesterday? I smashed 7 years, did I not, in 20 minutes?
I had some relief, but I'm not even gonna lie.
But let's be honest. Think about if I change a thought or a slight perception in 20 minutes, and that's just talking, what the fuck do you think would happen if I came over there and saw you? or talk to you, or was put in flight? What do you think would happen? Because for 7 years, you've had this perception, but in 20 minutes, I showed you a whole new different reality of what it could be that you've never even seen before. And that was just 20 minutes. Look, let's take 7 years versus 20 minutes. What had more impact? Because everything I said, what did you say? Damn, I never, whoa, man, yo, really? Whoa, wow, right? So I guess I hang up, Peaches, but what I'm saying, and Peaches hung up. I don't know, it just hung up. I don't know if you hung up, it hung up. But what I'm saying, Peaches, did you hang up? You want me to call you back? But we're good. If not, it's cool. But I'm just saying that for any of you women out there, okay. All right, Peaches, I'll call you back. Hold on one second. I got you, girl. Let me call you back. I'm calling you back. I got you. I just thought I thought it just fell off. It's cool.
Sorry about that.
No, it's all good. It just happened. It's cool. No, Peaches, listen.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying is, and I want you just think of this. Get a piece of paper. I want to show you. I just want you to process what I'm about to show you. Are you ready?
Okay.
Get a piece of paper. All right.
Okay.
It's a simple thing, ladies. Pete, watch this. Show y'all something.
Okay, I have it.
All right. What I want you to do is put on a piece of paper, I want you to put 7 years and then put 20 minutes. Let me know you're done.
Done.
And then underneath that, I want you to put 20 minutes for 7 years. So I want you to think about something. So if I change a little bit of your perception and reality for 20 minutes, I mean, you had 7 years before me, right? And then in 20 minutes, I changed a slight perception to show you that the guy that you're with ain't really cutting it the way he should. But let me ask this question. If I did that in 20 minutes, what the fuck? Now, let's look at the second line. What do you think if I did 20 minutes for 7 years to you? What do you think that'll look like?
Marriage or love?
Love is you being lust with me. All the shit I would be the owner of the pussy. You'll be mine. That's a gimme. But I'm just, now I want you to think about it. When I'm thinking about it, if for 7 years you have been in a certain reality, which you thought was probably the best that you can get, maybe, or he's the best that you love and have, and I changed a slight perception in 20 minutes of us talking, what do you think would happen if we were together for a week, 2 weeks? If I did this in 20, what do you think would happen in a day or 2 days or a week or a month? If I got you saying, whoa, right, in 20 minutes, what the fuck do you think I'm going to do in a day or a week or a month?
It makes my mind wonder. It makes my mind wonder.
Of course it makes your mind wonder because it's the curiosity, but in that, like I say, but in that, the problem is that being a dick, I would be like, you stay with your man and use me up. Probably you're going to want me all to yourself, but you won't be able to have me.
Do you think you'll get me to break my morals, though? Like,
Oh, my God. Wait. Get you to, okay. Wait, if I can show you a different side of yourself that you haven't. Remember, most women, I would say most of you, unless y'all been with a man, you've only seen a reality. It's only one reality based off of the surface dwellers, the average guy doing average things. Like, when's the last time he sent you a message, a voice message or a video message saying, you know, just because?
Well, that's how we met. We wrote letters to each other for like 2 months, but that was in the beginning, though.
So he just did it up to a point, but stopped, right?
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying is, what if I unlock and open something in you to show you that what you perceive is not actually your reality? It's not you. Okay, yes, you might think you're sexy, and yes, you might think you're special, which you're allowed to. I'm not saying you're not. What I'm saying is, you don't know what sexy is until you mess with a motherfucker that knows sexuality, that knows your mind and your body and knows how to manage and handle you, where he's not trying to manipulate you. He's not trying to deceive you. He's just saying that you are more than the sum of your parts right now. You are more than what you actually are. And again, you might feel good about yourself and not say yes, but what if you can feel better?
Yeah, I think there will be a true connection with someone.
It'll be a true connection, but you're going to connect off of the layers and levels that you're going to go down that road with me. But every layer and every connection you're going to get that much more hooked on me. That's the bad news, the hook. You're going to get hooked on the experiences. Because what you experience, see, the beautiful thing about the average woman, I don't want to say you're the average woman. I'm just saying the beautiful thing about a woman dealing with average guys. Okay, let's call it like that.
Mm-hmm.
The thing about women is that all your life you have been dealing with average to a point where you created a reality that average is the end. This is as good as it gets. And the assholes and the jerks and shit are only things I read in magazines and books, romance novels, and see on the TV screen. They're not real. I mean, I've never really actually met one, right? All I see is the same guy. He's a different size, shape, but he's got the same mannerisms and same behaviors that just say, you know what? I'm not going to leave my 7-year-old relationship with this guy because he's just a carbon copy of what I had. They call him what? Oh, wait. I'm sorry. She fell out. Wait, let me call her again. Hold on. Let me call her again. I think it fell out. I don't know why. Wait. She said it calls. Call you back. See. All right. Is she back? Let me see. Maybe she had to go. Are you good? Oh.
Unfortunately, the person that you called.
Okay. I think she had to go. Okay, so let's get back to what we're doing. But this is what I'm saying to all you guys out there that's listening to what I'm saying right here, that you don't understand. The woman has a lack of self-confidence, and she has a lack of self-belief, a self-esteem issues, okay? And I'm not going to use that against her. Now, listen to me. We're not going to use her self-esteem and all. See, let me tell you what suckers do. And this is what fucks the game up, because the pickup artists were using her self-esteem and her lack of self-confidence to manipulate her for sex. And that's not the what you call it, okay? I see a piece. Let me answer the question. Why don't you give examples of game instead of beating around the bush? Examples is how people learn, and they have to see examples to know what they can utilize to format their own words. Okay, AK, let me say this to you. This is not the place for you. So before I block you from this, I will explain to you where you don't understand. The worst thing I can do is give you an example of game when you have no game. You're weak as fuck. You can't fuck. You can't kiss. You can't approach. You can't do anything. And I'm gonna explain something to you because I'm not mad at you. I'm not mad at you. And I've told you guys this several times. So let me help you out here. Let me help you out. I want to answer this question. I want to don't don't ban him. Don't block him. Let me talk to him. Let me talk to him. Let me talk to him. Young man, your mindset right now is you actually want or think that me giving you what you want is actual game. Let me say this with love. Fuck you. And let me tell you why I'm saying fuck you. I am not here to explain or do what the fuck you want me to do for your bitch ass. But let me finish. Hold on, guys. Let me finish. Let me explain to this young man. Let me help you, okay? Let me help you. I'm going to say this with love. You don't know. No. We got to answer this because this is important. This is important for all of you guys to listen. The problem that you don't understand here is that what I am teaching your surface-dwelling ass is something that most motherfuckers are not doing. Is I'm trying to get you to see the game for your own fucking weak self. I don't need to give you shit because you're not a student of the game. And I'm going to tell you why. Because I'm going to continue the show, guys. I got you covered. I got you covered. But I've got to address this because remember, guys, Karate Kid. This young man says examples is how people learn. Examples is how you fucking fail. This is why you fail, because everywhere you go, you want someone to tell you how to fucking think, you bitch. You want someone to hold your bitch ass hand and tell you what the fuck you should be doing, bitch. This is why this is not for you. Because I'm not going to hold your bitch ass hand. And I'm not going to coddle your weak ass bitch self. So if you want to learn, I'm going to free you. I'm going to free you because you don't have any words because you're too busy mimicking and regurgitating somebody else. So I say this with love and compassion. Allow me to free you. You're free. He's free. He's free. He is free. I am not here to get... The worst thing that you guys can do is fall on examples and live by examples instead of living for your fucking self. I'm not living your life for you. I will not live your life for you. And if you don't like it, two doors down to the left. Let me continue with y'all guys. I'm sorry, but I had to say that. I say that with love for all you guys. I'm sorry for interrupting, but again, It is my job to kill and nip that shit in the bud. But let me continue, guys, what I was saying about this before. Anyway, I'm sorry. Here we go. So the thing is for a lot of women is that what we are bringing versus the pickup artist or guy that lies to a woman is that we're bringing something to the woman that is going to stop her feeling something about herself. Do you know what squashes insecurity? When she thinks about him and smiles, the smile on the level that she's going to be on will squash the beauty, will squash the insecurities, where she will look at herself in the mirror and accept what she's in the mirror, because the man is not trying to force her to augment what she is. She is fine how she is, because every man likes his own shape, his own size. So the man isn't there to knock her down. He's there to build her up by getting his time and everything, okay? Okay? And what I'm saying to you guys out here, no, he's gone. We get out rid of that dumbass motherfucker. He ain't for the show. He's not for the show. But what I'm saying is that what if you guys out there, without trying to force yourself on the woman by trying to beg and barter, what if you can shift the reality, gentlemen? What if you can build her self-worth by just her spending time with you? See, always remember, what do they always say? When a wild horse can only be tamed by being in the same cage as a tamed horse. So what do you think happens when a woman is around a man? When a woman is around a man, it changes her perception, because she begins to feel a sense of loyalty to somebody who's not trying to force her to be more than what she is, but is allowing her to see the world in a whole new set of eyes. What if she realizes that she can go beyond that edge and not fall over, and then start to actually believe that, you know what, not saying I'm valuable, because that's their problem. They say shit to themselves, but it doesn't necessarily stick. And that's why they wear things, makeup, and all that other shit. But what I'm saying is that I want to make sure that when she is with me, that she's going to feel sexy. She's going to grab her phone and look at sexy and feel sexy and think sexy and love how she feels, because she gets to see a new her through me. She can't go beyond that edge by herself, because that's her end. Listen to what I'm saying to all you guys. Listen to me. It's her end. It's her end. Her end. Her self-worth is tied to that fucking edge. But this is why they won't fuck with us as well. Because they don't... Think about this. Why would she fuck with us when we can blow her fuck... I mean, her world as she know it is going to change forever. What happened? And I'm going to tell you why. And ladies, this is why I warn you, stay the fuck away from us. What happens when we set the bar and every guy can't reach it? You know what that means? you're still going to be with that motherfucker, and you're still going to be thinking about us. Guys, I can't tell you, and they say it all the time. I don't care if I'm married. I don't care if I'm in a relationship. I don't care if I'm living with somebody. I don't care if I'm in a relationship with somebody. I don't care if I'm dating somebody. I don't care if I'm single. I don't care if I'm in your city. I don't care if I'm in another state. I don't care if I'm in another country. I don't give a fuck if I'm on another fucking planet. This pussy will always be yours whenever you want it. How do they come back from that shit? How do they actually come back from that? When we make them on such an emotional high, the high kills the fucking insecurities. The way she's feeling is so great. Well, what does she do when she wakes up in the morning instead of saying how ugly she is and how old she is and, oh, my God, I'm ugly and terrible? What happens when she wakes up smiling because she knows that when she grabs her phone, she knows she's got access to my motherfucking ass. She knows that when she grabs the phone that there's going to be something in there that's going to sustain the high that she's on. Because she could try to fucking run away. It's like the mob, man. Once you in, you in. But that's what I say, ladies. Stay the fuck out of the woods. Don't go beyond the gate. Y'all remember that shit in the late, early 2000s? I put the gate. Don't go beyond the gate. Don't go beyond the gate. Because beyond that gate, you're fucked. Because who you are and how you see yourself really creates your value. But what if what you are and what if you see is just a mere perception and theater number one? Don't think you women ain't got a theater number one. What if I show you you got more than a theater number one? What if I show you fucking with me will bring you passion, fulfillment, and all the things that you never even expect a man to bring? What if I can be the answer to answer what do you need to improve about yourself? What if I was the answer of the things that you feel that you struggle, or your fears that hold you back, or your emotions that make you feel bad, or anything that you do to let yourself down? What the fuck happens if you meet someone to take you from all that shit? What if I show you that your limitation is just the fucking beginning? And goddamn it, oh my God, go beyond, I dare you. All you, I dare you, fuck with us. You will see, you will get to go beyond that. But then there lies the question. Then you start questioning yourself. How could I be with that guy? What did I see in that guy? Oh, my God, I can't believe. But what's even worse is that I never knew what love was until I loved a fucking man. I never knew what lust was until I was with a man. I never knew that I can unlock what we used to call Pandora's box and be and do things that I've never done before with a fucking man. That's what I'm trying to get y'all to see. Understand. Tough Nut, stop saying that shit. Please stop that shit the way you were talking with that stupid shit you said, dude. Stop that stupid shit, please. Anyway, what I'm saying is this. What if I can be the thing that cures you from loneliness? What if I can bring you to find happiness in yourself where you're no longer lonely and changing your mindset to not feel that you need to be with somebody to be whole again? What if you can be whole without me trying to manipulate you into being whole? What if I can get you to connect with yourself again? What if I can show you, ladies, through all the guys and all the disappointments that you've had throughout your life, every guy, let me tell you about that disappointment, ladies. You meet a guy. Hey, man, this guy looks like he's the kind of guy I would date. Oh, he looks like he's my forever. And then you see that loser for what he is, and what are you? Disappointed. Disappointed. Instead of wallowing and being upset in your disappointment, what if I showed you a shift in your mindset to just live off the experiences and don't let your emotion of disappointment to give you an unrealistic expectation of the world that you see through your perception? What if you met a man to do that for you, ladies? I know, Jerry. I try to, they don't understand this motherfucking game. All right, I guess. All right. What I'm saying to you guys out here, and guys, we're going to do the shout. We're going to do another 15 minutes, and then we'll continue. We'll talk more tomorrow because we got to do our shout outs. We'll definitely do that. I appreciate you guys. I ask all you guys that are listening, if you get the opportunity, let me show you guys, get the opportunity, go ahead and like, subscribe, hit the notifications, because nobody's talking this way. And every woman out there that has a man or had a man, I know all you ladies that's listening, and the ones that's going to listen, I know you're fucking curious, and I know you want to experience, because I know the curiosity is wondering what it's like. But don't do it. Do not do it. Because if you do it, there ain't no coming back. There is no return. There is no return. But because this is going to be an overwhelming feeling and a thought and an emotion that is going to feel your inadequacies and the fact that you feel unworthy of certain things. What if I show you that we can find worth in you by you finding it yourself? What if no longer you were frustrated or feeling guilty about things? What if I can take away any kind of hurt, pain, or fear? Well, I'm telling you, y'all don't understand. Because I will be the fucking cause of all that shit. I will cure you from that shit. Because I know you haven't seen your core, because you didn't even realize you had one. You didn't even realize you had one. I'm saying that every motherfucker you've been fucking with all your life has made you think that there's an ending. But what if the end was the beginning? What if the end was the fucking beginning? What if it was? Well, and Peach, let me tell you about something. Let me tell you something. See, as a gigolo, what I learned was my job was to service the client. And I had to make sure that I serviced the client, because in order to pass me on to other clients, it had to be top-notch service. So I know that as a man, I can lead the woman as a man. But what she doesn't know, when we get behind closed doors in that bedroom, when it's time to fuck, eat pussy, pull your hair, smack your ass. Oh, my God, the things that the things that I was Oh, the freedom that you get to have, man. The freedom that you get to have. What are you asking me? What is the best way to let a woman go through text? Motherfucker, call that woman, let her. Man, I don't do. Sometimes I don't even know if y'all have women asking these questions.